This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
The folks at the very top in this country don't need another champion in Washington.
President Obama and Mitt Romney down to the last day.
We've got to lead America to a better place together, and we will.
Both candidates will hit the key battleground, Ohio. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal covering the president live in Cincinnati.
Dave, the president was here in Hamilton County yesterday. It's a swing county that was traditionally conservative, but it went for Barack Obama 4 years ago. So to say voters here are getting a lot of attention and seeing a lot of advertising is an understatement.
Quite frankly, I really think a lot of it was hitting below the belt. It's information we really didn't need to know.
And today, the president comes back to Ohio for a rally, this time in Columbus, but he's also visiting Wisconsin and Iowa, Dave.
Jessica, where's Romney going the day before the election? Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson tells us live.
Well, guess what, Dave? A familiar case being made one more time today.
I know how to change the course the nation is on.
Mitt Romney before an enthusiastic crowd last night in Newport News, Virginia.
I know how to get us to a balanced budget. I know how to build jobs and raising take-home pay.
He'll ask voters in four states for their support one last time today, Florida, Virginia, New Hampshire, and, of course, Ohio.
Rich, a week after Sandy hit, more than 1.5 million homes and businesses remain without power.
Only 7 miles from midtown Manhattan, but it might just as well be another planet. Most of Manhattan now has electricity. Red Hook still very much in the dark.
That's Fox's David Lee Miller in Brooklyn, one of New York City's outer boroughs, still struggling. He's outside some public housing.
They do not have heat. They also do not have water because there's no electricity to run the pumps.
There are still gas shortages in some places, pumping up prices in areas up 13 cents in the last week on New York's Long Island. But nationwide, gas is cheaper.
Regular grade is now $3.55.
That's down 21 cents the last 2 weeks in Shelby Lundberg's nationwide survey. But AAA has the price even cheaper at $3.47. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Weeknights.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never missed a beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at uhc.com.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare law, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in a donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Our news and your comments. WTAW.com gives you a chance to talk back. Click over and let us know. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at Fit You, an expert, that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight, you can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at Fit You, 492-1900.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
It's high school football Friday night as the St. Joseph Eagles take on Brazos Christian at 7:30 at the Emmanuel Glockson Athletic Complex in Bryan. Hear all the action on KACB 96.9 FM and KEDC 88.5 FM. St. Joseph Eagle football is made possible by
Jeff Paradowski, attorney at law, Linda Hollyback, FBC Insurance Agency, Jamie Batten, the BCS Real Estate Guy, Doggett Auto Parts, and Coalition for Life.
Special thanks to all of our Eagle football sponsors.
Lupus. It's not a rare disease. It affects over 1.5 million Americans, 90% of whom are women. At the Alliance for Lupus Research, we know research is the key to a cure, which is why 100% of every dollar we raise goes directly to critical lupus research, work that will eventually lead to a cure. Go to facebook.com/Alliance for Lupus Research to learn more.
News, weather, sports, and stuff. The Infomaniacs, 6 to 9, weekdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 60 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan policeman spotting an argument Saturday night in the parking lot of a convenience store led to the discovery of a stabbing. One man was taken to the hospital for treatment of a collapsed lung, and another man was arrested for aggravated assault. Officers used video from the store at Texas and William Joel Bryan to arrest 35-year-old Valentin Vega Jr. The victim was with Vega's former girlfriend and other witnesses at the time of the incident. A Texas A&M student from College Station is dead after being struck by a train early Sunday morning. Police were notified just before 3 a.m. that a pedestrian was hit on the tracks along Welburn north of University. The victim was identified as 19-year-old Garrett Luce. The next time you think you're in a traffic jam, consider what local streets would be like without buses from the Brazos Transit District and A&M Transportation Services. The College Station City Council was given an update at its last meeting by Brazos Transit District President John Macbeth. He reported almost 750,000 trips taken last year on district buses and close to 11 million on A&M buses.
If that 10 million means that each of the people rode was two trips, that's 5,300,000 people that would have been in cars, which is about 8 miles of cars that would have been added to the Texas Avenue, George Bush, Welburn Road, and University.
Macbeth says the two agencies are working to extend bus service south of Rock Prairie Road and perhaps south of Fitch. At least one member of the A&M System Board of Regents wanted to know the next step in the renovation and expansion of Kyle Field.
A&M President Bowen Lofton told Regent Jim Wilson of Sugarland a committee he's been on will continue to meet.
You appointed a committee. A couple of us are on that. Is the committee's work done?
The committee will be transitioned into a user committee. The way we do projects involving buildings is typically form a user committee that has the representation of the various groups who will use the building or facility specifically. And that will be a sounding board for the A&E firm, the contractor, and so on to work with.
The Regents approved A&M's request to move up to this fiscal year Phase 1 architectural and engineering work budgeted at $5 million. The board did not ask, and university officials did not talk about moving Aggie Home football games out of town during construction. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan man facing state charges for sending a bomb threat to Texas A&M last month is now in federal custody. 22-year-old Darian Kelly is accused of sending a similar notice to Texas State the day before. A&M police also announced that Brittany Henderson of Bryan is no longer a person of interest in their investigation. Kelly was arrested for using his cell phone and Henderson's email account to send the A&M threat 2 weeks ago. Thanks to witnesses, College Station police made an arrest in an apartment burglary where a rifle and a shotgun were stolen. Officer Phil Dorsett says the firearms were near the front door.
Got to be smart about storing your firearms and keep in mind that if somebody were to come in, what would they have access to? You know, God forbid, if somebody did make it into your residence or your vehicle, you want to try to minimize, you know, the amount of property they can take and certainly with a firearm, it's very concerning because that gun's then going to be out on the streets and could be used against, you know, the public or us.
One of the victims tried to stop the suspect, and two bystanders wrote down license plate information. That led police to finding the guns and 19-year-old Jeremiah Altamiranda of Houston, who was arrested and remains in the Brazos County Jail. A Caldwell man is returning to prison. 24-year-old Stephen Tabor was arrested last month after admitting to more than 30 burglaries of self-storage units in College Station last Easter weekend, pleading guilty to those crimes along with cutting the phone line at one Bryan business and burglary of a second last May, as well as failing to register as a sex offender from a 2003 conviction, resulted in a four-year sentence. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 60 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Valley Recycling. A simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
High pressure will lead to sunshine. We'll see some of that today once the fog is gone. But later today, as a cold front drops towards us, some shower and thunderstorm activity may develop. Highs will be near 80. It's going to become clear tonight with a low around 50. We have sunshine tomorrow. Highs tomorrow afternoon close to 70 degrees. Tomorrow night clear, lows around 50. It'll be mostly sunny Wednesday, and the highs on Wednesday are going to be somewhere between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie football is on fire. We'll get you caught up with the high school action that you may have missed on Friday. And Dallas is not on fire.
See, had Notre Dame gone ahead and lost like that they should have?
Yes.
I mean, that would have been pretty much a perfect football weekend as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, see, I'm a Notre Dame fan.
I like the fight song. I do.
What the hell's wrong with you people?
Hey, I had a walk-on offer at Notre Dame.
What the hell's wrong with you people? This is Notre Dame.
I like Notre Dame.
I've always liked the song.
Wow.
I really
have. It's Notre freaking Dame. Come on.
I was not allowed to even read the letter much because my dad was an Oklahoma fan.
Have you had any coffee yet this morning, Scott?
It's Notre Dame. You know, because if I don't care who it is, if any other teams are undefeated, Notre Dame is going to play whoever that other team might be for the national championship.
That's true.
And that's not right.
You're right.
That is not fair.
And it was all because of NBC, because they get so much TV coverage.
I believe that Oregon would beat the snot out of them.
Yes,
I'm pretty sure
would.
That Alabama would. I'm not sure at all. It would not surprise me at all if A&M could beat Notre Dame.
I think A&M could take Notre Dame.
I think they really could.
I think they'd run them to death.
I think there are probably about five teams that are better than Notre Dame, but they end up undefeated. They've got a wonderful chance to be in the national championship, and that's just wrong.
Yes, you're right.
I mean, just because the Pope is director of recruiting. Just, you know, all right, I got that out of my system.
Do you feel better?
Sure.
Do you need a hug now?
I'm fine.
Bring it full circle?
Listen, believe me. I fully embrace the Cowboys by comparison to Notre Dame.
I didn't know that's how passionate
I believe you'll find non-Catholic, but I believe you'll find that sentiment pretty much throughout the Southwest.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that feel that way. You're
just
right.
Don't really care for them. But anyway,
just
there you go.
Just prop your feet up on the radio recliner, Scott.
Yeah.
Little radio therapy for you this morning.
I think we've beaten them more than they've beaten us in football. I'm not sure. Maybe 2-1, maybe 2-2. I'm not sure. But anyway,
I will look that up.
I will, because Jackie Sherrill, I remember, he just beat the snot out of him in the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, he did. And it was bad.
And they stole Tim Brown's towel.
Yes, they did.
35-10, something like that. Yeah, it'd be interesting to know.
Yeah, and they didn't care too much for that towel-stealing thing.
No, they did. Well, I think he's from Dallas, so yeah, that happened in his hometown. But that's okay. The belatedly crowned winner of a $23 million California lottery jackpot says she had stuffed the lucky ticket in her car and left it there, forgotten for months, until a surveillance camera photo of the ticket's purchase surfaced on the internet. Only when she recognized her daughter in the picture, which state lottery officials had publicly circulated in a desperate attempt to locate this woman, 69-year-old Julie Cavera, she realized to her amazement she was a multi-millionaire. I mean, they had the news conference on Friday in San Bernardino, California. A resident of the high desert town of Victorville, who had been on disability for 20 years, described herself as broke. The unexpected turn of fortune could not have come at a more opportune time. State lottery officials said that the jackpot marks only the second time they have been forced to release a store surveillance photo to track down a winner.
Man, holy cow.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
In California Super Lotto Plus contest player, she's played for years. Winners have 6 months from the date of the purchase to claim their prize. So good for her. She got $23 million now. She's not broke, and she doesn't have to vote. She doesn't care who wins, right? I got $23 million.
It's going to be a good.
I'm telling you, if I win the lottery, I become very difficult to deal with up here.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
Oh, I doubt it. We got a lot of info.
Mason.
Of course, I'm difficult to deal with whether I win the lottery or not. But, you know.
Maybe if you would win the lottery, you wouldn't be so
difficult.
That
could be. I don't mind trying that.
It has nothing to do with that. He'll just be gone.
Just do that. Right. Yeah. Good to see y'all. I'm going to be someplace else.
Yeah. The show would start at noon.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Did you know you can get paid for spreading holiday cheer?
That's what elves do, and you can do it at Santa's Wonderland.
Santa's Wonderland is looking for cashiers, food handlers, hayride drivers, greeters, parking attendants, and general labor.
Those are the people who create the Texas Christmas experience.
Applications are available at santas-wonderland.com. That's santas-wonderland.com.
You're going to love being an elf.
We do.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer located in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 617, November the 5th out there. And how can it just be one day? But today is National Donut Day. I mean, the donut gets a day, that's it?
Why not? There were holidays for those other more obscure desserts.
Well, I'm saying it should be more than a day. I mean, think about it. I wonder how many donuts are sold in America.
A kajillion.
Golly, really. I mean, that's a big number. Also today is the halfway point of autumn. Glad it's going to be like 80 degrees by the middle of the week. But nonetheless, all right, what do we got for birthdays?
Birthdays today include Kevin Jonas.
Oh.
One of the Jonas Brothers.
Of course he is.
He's 25.
I couldn't even name another. How many Jonas Brothers are there?
Four, if I'm not mistaken.
One of them named John.
I don't know.
Nick? I don't know.
Right. Nick is definitely one.
Okay, I think so. All right.
Johnny Damon, 39, former Boston Red Sox.
Oh, I like Johnny Damon.
One of my favorite actors celebrating a birthday today, Sam Shepard.
Yeah, he's good.
69.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Sam Rockwell's 44. The youngest person ever to win an Oscar, Tatum O'Neal, 49.
Is she still? She still has that, huh? Wow,
yep.
I didn't know. Okay.
Who else do we have? Tilda Swinton.
Oh, you're kidding me.
From the Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh, okay.
Robert Patrick is 54. He was the bad guy in T2.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and, but I found this funny. He's the only person that has been killed by all three of the actors that own Planet Hollywood. Bruce Willis killed him, Sylvester Stallone killed him, and so did Arnold.
That's awesome. Probably a pretty good trivia question sometime. Yeah. Okay.
Kris Jenner, the overlord of the Kardashian Empire, is 57.
Yeah.
Bill Walton is 60. Peter Noon. Wow. Herman's Hermits.
Oh, yeah. He can still sing.
He can.
Yeah.
65. And Art Garfunkel is 71 today.
Don't know if he can still sing, but boy, there was a time he certainly could.
Yeah.
Not bad. All right. Ryan Adams. I don't know. That's all. Do we know who Ryan Adams is? Yeah, probably not.
I can Google search
it. Really. Doesn't really matter. It's okay. It's 619.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Who's standing up to the mayor? Who's standing up for people to get their power back? Me, conservatives. Who want people to get the generators that are in Central Park? Me. Who's saying to President Obama, get off the campaign trail and get some food and water and workers here to get this power up before we all freeze to death? Conservatives are saying it. Oh, I thought you only cared about yourself, you 99.1%er. You know, it's just nuts. I mean, the images, the suffering, the lines, the violence, the fury that is emerging now, you juxtapose that with Obama running around the country giving his boring speeches and offering fake promises and using catchy phrases like Romnesia and talking about Big Bird and everything else and that he's talking about, which is meaningless. It's getting ugly here.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-463-9240. That's 1-800-463-9240. 1-800-463-9240.
People of Earth! People of Earth!
What are you doing?
Addressing the people of Earth?
Not in that voice, you're not.
I need to tell them Exceed High-Speed Internet now gives them 5 hours of free uploads and downloads after midnight.
Use your Earthling voice. You don't want to start a panic.
Exceed High-Speed Internet for all mankind.
Happy now, Space Weenie.
I am. Call 1-888-915-9515 or visit exede.com. Not available in all areas.
Howdy, this is Chuck Conderla, currently serving on Bryan City Council and running for re-election in the citywide race this year. In my time on council, Bryan has seen greater investments in infrastructure and core services. We've paid for this with reduced spending, smart economic development, yielding more jobs locally, and a reduced tax rate. While my opponent served as mayor 4 decades ago, Bryan experienced lawsuits, retail business loss, and a crumbling downtown and infrastructure. Vote Chuck Conderla for Bryan's future.
Political ad paid for by the Conderla campaign. For more info, go to chuckforbryancouncil.com.
Motorists get a break. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Drivers are spending less at filling stations. The Lundberg survey says the average nationwide price of regular gasoline is $3.54 a gallon. The price fell 21 cents over the last 2 weeks. It was the biggest two-week decline in 4 years. Berkshire Hathaway is making an acquisition. The conglomerate run by Warren Buffett is buying Oriental Trading for $500 million. Oriental Trading is a mail-order company specializing in toys and novelties. Some banks in regions hit by Hurricane Sandy resorted to the old low-tech way of doing things after the storm took out power and connectivity. Branches stocked up on cash, and tellers recorded transactions by hand on paper forms. Stock market futures are narrowly mixed this morning as Wall Street prepares to get back to business. Analysts say investors may move cautiously and try to eliminate some risk from their portfolios ahead of tomorrow's presidential election. I'm Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Ally Bank. Why they don't hide things in the fine print.
That'll be $34.50.
I think the ad says it's half off.
If you look closely, it says only on Tuesdays.
It is Tuesday.
In October.
It is October.
During leap years.
This is a leap year.
After the first frost.
Oh, please.
Nobody likes when things are hidden in fine print. That's why Ally doesn't do it. Ally Bank. Your money needs an ally. Member FDIC.
You just heard someone seeing pink in her sink after brushing. She's screaming because she knows bleeding gums can mean gingivitis, and that can lead to tooth loss, gum surgery, and worse. Now, daily use of the Natural Dentist Mouth Rinse can stop bleeding gums. So stop the screams and start the anti-gingivitis treatment with the Natural Dentist Mouth Rinse at Rite Aid, Stop and Shop, and other stores.
Wow, nothing like hearing a scream at 6:24 in the morning, huh? Mm-hmm. All right, so we were just talking about it. This is the mid part of autumn, and, you know, parts of the time it's cool around here. Sometimes it can be cold and nasty. Remember that as the weather changes, no matter what happens, whether it's extremely hot, extremely dry, extremely cold, or extremely wet, bugs move around, and the folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services want to make sure that they move, but they don't move in with you. Now, that's the six-legged kind and eight-legged kind, but remember, squirrels and raccoons and mice and rats are the ones that get on the move as well. Those kind of pests are always seeking shelter, and you know, if they're looking in your home or some outbuilding on your property, that's not a good deal, and ABC Home and Commercial Services can help you. They have created a rodent control plan, and there's one that can fit for you to eliminate ones that might already be there and make sure others don't come in. Just make one phone call and ABC will send a trained inspector to your home to develop a plan that's just right for you and your home. They'll close up all the openings where they can come in. They'll catch the ones that are already in your building. Best of all, every ABC specialist undergoes a comprehensive background screening so you can feel comfortable with ABC's team on your property. So call Bobby Jenkins, A&M class of 81, and they'll be glad to come out. Give them a call at 361-0500. Go to abchomeandcommercialservices.com to find out a list of everything that they can do for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services specialists for your environment. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Look for a high temperature today at probably pretty nice, 80 degrees. We do have a 40% chance of thunderstorms. And then tonight, 48, because winds are going to come around this afternoon out of the northwest at about 5 to 15, maybe gusting up to 20. So that's why it cools down tonight. Tomorrow, pretty pleasant, 74 degrees, and the winds will be out of the north. Then on Wednesday, it's going to come back around out of the south, and we'll be back up near 80 and then on into the 80s as we head toward the weekend. Lows will be about 51 probably on Friday and probably 60 on Thursday. So look at that. Pretty nice week. But again, we could use the showers. We know that. Right now, the winds are calm. We have humidity of 90%. Fair skies and 60 degrees out there.
College Station Medical Center is pleased to welcome Dr. Ben Dudica to BCS Pain. Dr. Dudica attended A&M Consolidated High School and Texas A&M University, and he's excited to be practicing pain management in his hometown. If you struggle with pain in your neck or lower back, Dr. Dudica looks forward to helping you find relief. He's now accepting new patients at BCS Pain Clinic. Give Dr. Dudica and his friendly staff a call at 979-764-7246. That's 979-764-7246.
Worrying about aging occupies a lot of people's time, and it's a waste of time because aging is not the problem. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
The idea of getting older worries a lot of people.
We spend way too much time worrying about aging, talking about aging, thinking about aging, reading about aging. So our initial premise is to forget aging.
Dr. Larry Mattson, author of the book Live Young, Think Young, Be Young at Any Age, says the problem isn't aging, it's premature aging, which comes primarily as a result of chronic disease and a sedentary life.
We can intercede in that process at any point by being more physically and mentally active, by eating less and eating better, by managing our stress, and by being aware of our genetic vulnerabilities.
What too often happens, says Dr. Mattson, is that people believe aging means deterioration and decline, so they just give up.
When we start thinking that we're old because we're aging, we buy into the inevitability of this decline, and we quit doing some things that we actually could continue doing. And when we quit doing things, we feel like we're aging even faster. We're getting old faster.
We do know that people who age well have some things in common.
One is that they have an optimistic outlook on life. They are involved. They have a purpose. And they're active. The use it or lose it law of biology is as inevitable as death itself.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rutter Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police are investigating the death of an A&M student who was struck by a train. 19-year-old Garrett Luce was on the tracks along Welburn, north of University, when he was hit Sunday morning before 3 a.m. A Saturday night out with friends near downtown Bryan landed one man in the hospital and a second man in jail. Police arrested 35-year-old Valentin Vega Jr. for stabbing a man who was with Vega's former girlfriend and other witnesses in the parking lot of a convenience store at William Joel Bryan in Texas. A policeman discovered the stabbing when he heard an argument while driving by. The victim was admitted to the hospital with a collapsed lung. The A&M System Board of Regents will continue to have an active role in the future of Kyle Field.
The Regents did not bring up, and A&M President Bowen Lofton did not say what becomes of home football games once construction starts, but Lofton says the committee that includes Regent Jim Wilson of Sugarland still has work to do, as does other stakeholders.
Will there be some representation from the 12th man on that? What, I don't know if you, this subset or whatever you're going to call it.
We will work with the 12th man foundation. Athletics in particular needs more representation than they've had probably to make sure their needs are met there, along with the general campus community. So I'll be working on that over the next few weeks. Right. And I'll sort of consult with you personally about that since you're part of the current committee.
$5 million of architectural and engineering work was authorized by the Regents, who are not scheduled to meet again until January 31st. Athletics Director Eric Hyman says Kyle Field has the potential to be the largest and most significant construction project in the history of college football. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Part of a growing College Station means extending public transportation. At the last city council meeting, John Macbeth of the Brazos Transit District reported planning is underway to extend bus service to the south.
We were contacted before Scott and White broke ground that they were going to build a mega hospital, and they wanted transit coming to their hospital. They were very interested in having service. We had had service that went out to Rock Prairie Road and served the Med Center, and we were looking at how we could serve the new St. Joseph's area out there. So putting together this route, which is what we're basically calling the medical A&M route, is going to allow us to serve Far South College Station.
Macbeth says they are working with A&M Transportation Services to place a transfer station to connect the university to what will be the district's pink route. A Bryan woman is no longer a person of interest in the investigation of a bomb threat sent to Texas A&M 2 weeks ago. University police previously stated someone else used Brittany Henderson's email account to forward the email received October 19th that led to a campus-wide evacuation. 22-year-old Darian Kelly of Bryan faces state charges in the A&M threat, and Kelly is in federal custody after he was arrested for sending a threat the day before to Texas State University. More prison time awaits a Caldwell man who admitted to more than 30 burglaries of self-storage units in College Station. 24-year-old Stephen Tabor was sentenced to 4 years for those offenses last Easter weekend, failing to register as a sex offender from a 2003 conviction, and two offenses last May in Bryan, where he burglarized one business and cut the phone line at a second location. A victim of an apartment burglary in College Station may have gone too far trying to stop the thief from getting away with a 12-gauge shotgun and .270 rifle.
I can certainly understand somebody wanting to protect their property and, you know, the anger and frustration, especially when you witness right there firsthand somebody taking something that belongs to you and entering your residence. I can just imagine what that's like. But with that having been said, we want to make sure people remember that there's probably not any property that's worth risking your life for. You know, another human being is one thing, but property is just that.
Officer Phil Dorsett says the victim got out his razor knife to slice a tire, then punched out a window of the getaway car. Two bystanders who wrote down license plate information helped police find the car, the guns, and the suspect. A Houston man was arrested and taken to the Brazos County Jail, where 19-year-old Jeremiah Altamiranda of Houston remains held. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 59 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
News Talk 1620 WTAW has the most complete and immediate election night coverage in the Brazos Valley. Join us on News Talk 1620 and WTAW.com. Coverage brought to you by First Victoria Bank. We'll start comprehensive coverage of Scott DeLucia live from the Brazos Center starting when the polls close at 7, and we'll keep you informed until the final results are in. Election night coverage Tuesday night starting at 7, sponsored by First Victoria Bank, responsible banking member FDIC, only on News Talk 1620 and online at WTAW.com.
We have enough politicians in Austin. How about we send someone who has owned a small business, raised his family in the area, and calls District 12 his home? Hi, Kyle Cassell here. I am running to be the next Republican state representative in House District 12. Go to KyleCassell.com. That's KyleCassell.com to find out more. I am Kyle Cassell, asking for your vote for state representative, House District 12. I paid for and approved this ad.
Hey Aggie fans, indoor track season is right around the corner and season tickets are on sale now. Pat Henry and his 2009 to 2011 national champion track team is back and willing to offer you a new price for season tickets. You can watch every home meet as the Aggies look to gain their way to another national title for only $100. Get your season tickets now by calling 845-2311 or by logging on to aggieathletics.com/tickets.
Time magazine named it one of their top 50 inventions of 2011. Wired magazine called it stunning, almost Art Deco. At Batteries Plus, we call it our newest product. It's the Switch LED light bulb, and it's unlike any light bulb you've ever seen. Switch uses 80% less energy than traditional bulbs, but more importantly, it delivers the same warm, welcoming light you're used to from your current incandescents. Switch bulbs are available in 40, 60, and 75 watt equivalents. They're dimmable, turn on instantly, and can be used in any fixture. Every bulb is completely non-toxic and 100% recyclable. Discover the new stylish, energy-saving Switch LED light bulbs at Batteries Plus. We think once you see them, you'll want to switch to Switch, too. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
Batteries Plus is your one-stop source for all your battery and light bulb needs. Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb for anything.
Hey, there you go. It's 6:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Areas of fog will be followed by partial sunshine today. We could see a shower or thunderstorm later today. Highs up around 80. Clearing and cooler weather in the forecast for tonight. Lows around 50. Sunshine and pleasant for tomorrow. It's going to be noticeably cooler. Temperatures will approach 70 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, skies are going to be clear. Lows will drop down to about 50. It's mostly sunny and very nice during the day Wednesday. Highs will be 75 to 80 Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I thought we looked pretty good in the black uniforms.
Some did, some didn't. We'll get to that with Aggie football. Also, a couple teams clinched the playoffs in high school football. That plus a whole lot more coming up here in about 12 minutes.
I thought they looked outstanding.
I loved them.
Now, why did they I didn't know that there was any negativity about that.
I'd heard, you know, there was a few old Ags that were not happy with the non-maroon or white.
Yeah. You know, I got a word for old Ags.
Tread lightly, my friend.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, look, do you like them winning?
Well, that was the other thing that scared people. Every time they come out with one of the new unis, they look like butt.
Yeah, well, this, and again, it's, we'll talk about it next hour, but
They looked great.
Yeah, I'm...
We going to talk about that thing that's happening tomorrow? What is the thing again?
What, the election?
Oh, yeah!
All that? Well, I mean, I guess we can if you want to. It's just... I imagine everybody's just about ready for it to be done.
I'm betting if you live in Iowa, you are all done with this already.
You know, let me move forward to that. I got a deal. This will give you an idea. They put together some sort of a, and I think there's a pretty cool video out there that NPR put together about how the people with money view the states, because it's completely different. I got an email, I guess, from Tom Turbeville. He had been in Colorado, and he said, you know, every commercial break, there are like four or five commercials for Romney or Obama.
Oh, I'm sure.
And apparently those go for in the Denver market go for about $200K a piece, okay?
Wow.
So, yeah, you think of million-dollar breaks just during every one of them. And so, yeah, those folks have got to be tired of it. We're in a state that's pretty well settled, and so the point of view is a little bit different, but what they did is the Washington Post put together an interactive graphic that allowed you to look at one particular type of campaign spending that was commercials in various TV markets. Florida leads the nation in the amount of money spent on TV ads by the two campaigns. The Democrats have outspent the Republicans in only one of the top 10 battleground states, but number one is Florida, where $147 million has been spent.
Wow.
Already. And we're not done. Still got a day.
Is that just presidential or
That's
does that
just
include?
Just presidential.
Wow.
Just presidential. Second is Virginia, then Ohio, then North Carolina, then Colorado, then Iowa, then Nevada, New Hampshire, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Those are your top 10. And actually, there's a big jump after the top three because Florida's at 147. Virginia's at 131, Ohio's at 128, then it goes to 89 for North Carolina. So, I mean, those top three, that's a ton of money being spent right there. And when you
yes,
consider
it is.
The biggest states, geographically, like Alaska and California and Texas, you know, we're not getting nearly the expenditures from that standpoint.
Because they don't have to.
Right. And part of it is, you know, the super PACs. They've got a lot of money out there to spend. So, yeah, everybody was out. They trotted out their minions yesterday on the Sunday talk shows. Nanny, nanny, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney's political director, Rich Beeson, insisted that Pennsylvania is still in the winnable column. See, I got this theory. I believe they already know who's going to win the election. Their internal polls have told them. You know, this is it. And I think they probably found out on Saturday. Probably a little bit later than usual because of the maybe Sandy or whatever. But watch, if you will, the demeanor of the candidates. And I don't know, just my inclination is based on the demeanor of the candidates, Romney's going to win.
Oh, see, I thought you were getting your information from the Redskins game.
Yeah, well, I've got that too. But if you look, I mean, Obama seems more angry. He just seems more angry, like he's about to lose that really neat gig that he's got. And for my money, it just appears that Romney is more confident about all that. And again, that's my observation. It's not scientific or anything like these other two things I've got that are very scientific. But it just seems that way. But yes, what Kat alludes to is you can go vote if you want to, but the Republicans are going to win. Because, why, Kat?
Because the Redskins lost.
That's right. The Redskins lost. When the Redskins have a home football game, okay, on a presidential election year, the outcome of that game is the decider as to who's going to win. So since they lost 21-13 yesterday to Carolina, that means that Romney will get elected. USA Today notes that in the 18 presidential elections that have taken place since the Redskins moved to Washington, and especially when they wear those ugly helmets like they did yesterday, since 1937, 17 outcomes have been predicted by the team's performance in its final home game prior to the election. If the Redskins win at home, the incumbent party usually wins the presidential race. If the Redskins lose, the challenger prevails. And so there you are. That's number one. But number two, whenever the election is held on November the 6th, Republicans have won every presidential election held on that date since the election was set by Congress. I mean, what are the chances? This is going back to 1792.
Pretty remarkable.
See, I'm wondering, though, did Obama still win in the Halloween mask department?
Yes.
We talked about
that he did.
Obama would win because he sold more Halloween masks, and also his wife won with the cookies. So, what is it, cookies versus Redskins? Well, who do we believe here?
And the 7-Eleven coffee cup thing. Obama won that, too. But, I mean, what are the chances that every election that's held on November the 6th since 1792?
I would stop repeating that. I don't really want to jinx
anything. I don't know that we can do anything. But again, of course, you talk to a statistician and they go, doesn't matter that much, even though it's happened all those times. But to go back and think about, gosh, I know you probably can't name who all those winners were back then. But Election Day has fallen on the November 6th six times.
But what if it's like this? It's been so many times Republicans have won that they're due a loss.
Well, you see, again, a statistician would tell you that has nothing to do with anything. Your chances are just as good now.
Because really?
if you flip a coin, it doesn't matter if it comes up like heads 27 times. The next time, it's still a 50-50
chance. It's still
a
50-50 chance on what you're going to get.
Yeah. That makes sense, but you still feel nervous.
Yeah, sure.
My question is, are we actually going to know tomorrow? Because I don't think we will.
No, probably not.
I hope we'll know.
No.
Abraham Lincoln won in 1860. In 1888, Benjamin Harrison beat Grover Cleveland. William McKinley won in 1900. In 1928, it was Herbert Hoover. 1956, Dwight Eisenhower. And 1984, Ronald Reagan. So there you go.
Well, if things don't turn out my way tomorrow, I'm just going to go home and wipe my tears with chocolate chip cookies.
Ah, yes.
You appear to be coming up short on holiday support. Do tell.
It's the holidays, and I'm more booked than a library. I'm so stressed my calendar needs a personal assistant.
Relax, Miss Audrey Hartburn. For Specs Gourmet Party Trays, raise the bar on raising the roof. With 23 delicious trays featuring heaping portions of everything from chicken wings to caviar. And the experts at Specs will pair your platter with the perfect wine. How goes your holiday Hindenburg now?
With Specs supersized selection and wall-to-wall savings, I've even managed to make time for myself. And by myself, I mean the 6-cheese party tray and a phenomenal red wine.
You certainly put the 10 in itinerary. And with Specs lower prices, you'll save enough to create your very own holiday, known as Spa-Holiday. You're welcome. Specs wines, spirits, and finer foods. Cheers to savings.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet has outgrown its name.
We're now Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center.
And during our grand opening, not only will you save on the largest selection of flooring, lighting, ceiling fans, and accessories, you'll save on kitchen and bathroom countertops. Coordinate your choice of countertops with your flooring and lighting all in one place and save store-wide.
During the grand opening of Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center.
At the corner of Welvin Road and Rock Prairie.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, November 10th, it's bit selection for horse owners. Selecting the right bit for the task and ensuring a proper fit can make a big difference. We'll teach you all about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Thankfully, we don't have the seasonality folks experience in the upper Midwest. There are some very important opportunities in the Texas winter landscape, however. There are vistas and views you can see during the winter that you can't simulate at any other time of the year. I have some of the most enriching ways for a gardener to enjoy the off-season in the landscape. I'll be back with details right after this message. This is absolutely the last call. This offer will not be extended. You must call now if you want to get the lowest price ever on my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. Now, you're going to save more than 38% by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar alone has more than 10,000 words, hundreds of bullets telling you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It prints soon. It prints within hours. And it's going to be absolutely beautiful. So don't delay. Call immediately. This offer will not be extended. $36.95. The full year of the magazine, new or renewal, your copy of the calendar, and all of that information. 1-800-752-GROW. Call right now. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. If you're trying to enhance the way your landscape looks in the winter, include evergreen trees. There's a stately elegance about live oaks, magnolias, yaupon hollies, mountain laurels, eastern red cedars, deodar cedars, and other evergreen plants. They're there in the summer, but they really take on special significance when all the other trees in the neighborhood start shedding their leaves. Certainly, you don't want only evergreen trees, but you should most definitely have one or two. Just as you appreciate the permanence of evergreen plants, there's something very special about deciduous plants that change with the seasons. For them, winter becomes a time to focus on other points of beauty. Bark, for example, can be a wonderful asset. Study the smooth, colorful trunks of crepe myrtles in the winter. Coral bark maples' trunks turn from green to bright cherry red in the winter. Look at western soapberries, native in South Texas, and at their attractive gray shingles of bark. And consider the coarse-textured trunks of native persimmons and bur oaks. Look for plants that change colors in the cool season. Some plants' leaves take on different shades in midwinter. Andorra and Burke's junipers, for example, turn from green to plum red in the winter. Nandinas are legend for their color. And winter creeper euonymus makes the same moves to maroon during the winter. It's an outstanding ground cover. It gets 12 inches tall with deep green leaves in the summer and maroon foliage in the cold months. Purple winter creeper euonymus. Even Clieras and Oregon grape mahonias shift toward purples December through February. Now, just as you notice bark in the winter, you also have the chance to study deciduous plants' growth forms. You'll see ginkgo branches as ascending toward the heavens. You'll appreciate the grace of weeping willow's branches. Now, they're not very long-lived trees, but they really are graceful. Cedar elms will show their light and airy twig growth, and those same rugged bur oaks, because of their very heavy trunks and branches, will come across as being stout and strong-willed. Boston ivy's branches will trace your walls after the leaves drop this fall, and sweet gums will stand as pyramidal sentinels, perfect supports for the bright lights of Christmas. We have an entirely different group of flowering plants in the winter. Add the sparkle that pansies, violas, pink snapdragons, flowering cabbage and kale, stalks, sweet alyssum, and others provide, and then you have things like camellias as well in the middle of the winter. I'm Neil Sperry, the perfect garden fence in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks a lot for listening and happy gardening.
Morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53, and we'll start you off with a wrap-up from high school football. The Consolidated Tigers took at least a share of the 14-5A district title by an explosive second half over the Conroe Tigers, 51-14. A&M Consolidated wrapped up the regular season with an 8-2 record, 5-1 in district, and an amazing turnaround if you consider last year they went 5-6. They'll await district releases coming up later on this week. For three quarters, it appeared the 3-7 Rudder Rangers would end the 2012 season on a high note, upended the second-place team in the district, 18-4A, and then Montgomery came roaring back with costly mistakes from Rudder and won 28-14. Navasota, the number one team in the state, rung up their third straight shutout, fourth of the season blank in Caldwell. The top-ranked Rattlers scored on 7 of 8 first-half possessions and rolled to a convincing 58-0 win over the Hornets. Taylor Ducks are headed to the Snake Pit, and the only team standing between them in a perfect season. Rattlers kick off at 7:30 on Friday. Bryan had the week off. They'll crank things back up at Merrill Green Stadium and improve on their 2-7 record against College Park at 7:30 this Friday. And St. Joseph's Catholic bounced Schwartz John Paul II 28-21. Moving now to Fighting Texas Aggie football, A&M traveled to the Blizzard. Not only melted the Blizzard in the snow, but the Bulldogs along with it. The battle boiled down to the number 16 team in the country against the number 17 team in the country, and the Aggs ran away with it, 38-13. Here's Coach Sumlin following his 11 road wins and fifth in a row with the Aggies.
In order to be successful on the road and start the way we've started the last couple weeks, you know, that confidence level's got to be high. And I think, you know, our coaching staff has done a great job of preparation, our guys understanding the plan, and it's a tribute to these seniors, too, who, you know, have really, really pushed this team, particularly the last couple weeks because of, you know, we are nicked up. We do have injuries, but, you know, those guys are playing, and they're playing with great effort right now, and they're executing. So that's given us a real chance to be successful early in games.
The Aggs came out on fire and never let up, scoring on the first drive again. Here's Patrick Lewis, offensive lineman for the Aggs, on the fast-starting Aggies.
It's something we practice. We practice starting fast every practice, and, you know, our offense is real fast, so we do our best to come out throwing haymakers. You know, we want to score on that first drive just to get the game started. You know, once we feel like we get the momentum early, we can just keep on pushing it and pushing it.
And how about those new duds? For the first time in 80 years, the Aggs came out in something other than maroon and white. The Twitterverse was on fire with pics and tweets, and for the most part, it was all very favorable for the all-black unis. You may not know this, but the Aggies were actually a red and white colored team for quite a while. There was a delivery screw-up, and they got maroon and white. They decided there were too many red and white teams, so they just decided to stick with the maroon and whites. Here's running back Ben Molina on the new-look Aggies.
I thought we looked pretty good in the black uniforms. I think as a team, we just came out today and with a certain attitude. You know, they came out in all-white uniforms, and you know, we've been hearing a couple of things they've been saying. As an offense, we came out, executed. Defense came out and executed. We played a really good game on special teams, so it was a great team win.
By the way, A&M bumped up from 16 to 15 in the AP Top 25. Up next for the Aggies, they stay on the road to Bryant-Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, to play the number one team in the country, the Tide from Alabama. Kickoff is at 2:30. Of course, pregame starts at 1:30 with Dave and Dave, and we'll cover it all start to finish right here on 1620 WTAW. Moving now to the pros, didn't really seem to matter much one way or the other with the way they played the Texans.
I think they were a little more aggressive than what they showed on film. I mean, naturally, you're going to get some new things when a team comes off of a bye week because they always do self-evaluations. That's with every team.
Yeah, they didn't evaluate enough. Arian Foster went for 111 yards. Matt Schwab threw two touchdown passes, and the Texans beat Buffalo 21-9. The Atlanta Falcons are halfway through a perfect season, and the Cowboys are not. The Falcons improved to 8-0 and stayed the only unbeaten team in the NFL by beating Dallas 19-13. The calls for personnel change are growing louder and louder, and here's Tony Romo on the collapse.
You can't really make the mistakes that can cost you. And in this game, you know, we had some key third down plays, you know, that we didn't convert on. I know we had a couple drops, and then we had a short yardage play that we had an opportunity to get. And, you know, that stuff comes back to haunt you, and you need those plays.
We'll have to follow the Twitterverse and everything else online to figure out how long it's going to take for someone to be removed, but the odds are they're going to start making some changes. Old five times at it again in NASCAR. Jimmy Johnson was 7-point lead over Brad Keselowski with two races left in the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship. Johnson won at Texas Motor Speedway for the second straight victory to expand his lead over Keselowski, who finished second. We'll wrap things up with A&M volleyball. They extended their SEC Western Division lead by beating Arkansas Sunday at Reed. It was the fourth consecutive victory for the Aggies, who improved to 19-5 overall and 11-4 in the SEC to take a two-game lead over the Razorbacks in the West. Much like Aggie football, there are a lot of success coming for them on the road. Here's Allie Swatsky on how well that works for the Aggies.
A lot of us have been together for 3 years, and we just know how the road goes, and we've shared that with our freshmen. And I think when we're on the road, we're a lot more together. We're doing a lot more team activities together, and that helps a lot.
Next up for the Aggs, they're on the road to take on Auburn on Friday and Georgia on Sunday. That's a look at your sports brought to you by Awards and More. I'm sorry, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, this is DJ Capener, president of the Bryan Firefighters Association. You've heard our ads endorsing Chuck Condorla, Greg Owens, and Art Hughes for Bryan City Council. You've also heard ads with Lloyd Joyce criticizing the Bryan firefighters and promising to work with all city employees. However, in 1976, when Lloyd Joyce was mayor, we had to sue the city of Bryan because they refused to follow civil service law regarding our pay. The Bryan firefighters won the lawsuit, and this is just one more reason why the firefighters...
Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more. I am Kyle Cassell, asking for your vote for State Representative, House District 12. I paid for and approved this message.
Brazos Valley weather, look for a high temperature today of about 80. Then we're going to have a wind shift, a 40% chance of showers, too. Tonight, 48 with north winds. Tomorrow, 74 with sunshine. And up toward 80 again. 60 right now, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
We're taking back the White House because we're going to win Pennsylvania.
Not if President Obama can help it.
I got a lot of fight left in me.
He goes to Wisconsin, Iowa, and Ohio. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal live in Cincinnati.
Dave, the presidential candidates have visited Ohio collectively more than 80 times. Hamilton County's received a lot of their attention. It leans conservative here, but went for Barack Obama 4 years ago.
He's the first black president that we've ever had. You know, I think that's something that's been good for our country.
I mean, Romney, I think, is, for me, it's about the jobs and about getting people back to work.
The most recent poll here shows a statistical tie between the candidates, Dave.
Jessica, Mitt Romney will hit four states. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson and details the Republicans' final day live.
And like the president, Romney has his stump speech down, including what an incumbent victory might look like.
His plan for the next 4 years is to take all the ideas for the first 4 years, like Obamacare and the stimulus, all the borrowing and all the rest, and do it all over again.
Romney late last night in Newport News, Virginia. Today, one more Virginia stop along with Florida, one last Ohio trip, and the final stop late tonight in New Hampshire.
Rich in Florida. A let us vote chant with long lines on the last day of early voting. About 27 million Americans have already cast ballots in 34 states. A week after Sandy hit, more than 1.5 million homes and businesses are still out of power.
Because generators. Bring us something to get heat.
She's on Staten Island. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live in the Rockaways in Queens.
Chill winds are whipping through this morning as residents here wake up to another cold day without heat and electricity. Most homes bear witness to the damage with piles of appliances, insulation, furniture, and personal belongings sitting curbside, destroyed by storm and seawater. The sanitation department hauling the tons of trash to a massive garbage dump set up in the parking lot of Jacob Reese Park here, with the trash piles 20 feet high. Dave?
Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never missed a beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at uhc.com.
An important reminder from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment through December 7th. Time to compare plans and see what's best for you. You don't have to change, but it's good to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare law, with no co-pays or deductibles, like some cancer screenings. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
It's harvest time at Rural Tea Pecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. Enjoy signature treats made fresh at the farm, like chocolate chip pie. Make sure to pick up a Rural Tea Pecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Rural Tea Pecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now until Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop ruraltypecans.com.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations. Excludes premium subs. Additional charge for extras. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Subway. Eat fresh.
Going hunting? Interstate All Battery Center will keep you on target with batteries to power everything from deer feeders and scopes to four-wheelers and flashlights. Plus, get equipped with Ultramatic deer feeders and feeder parts. Power up in the great outdoors with generators and inverters, all available at Interstate All Battery Center. See why Interstate All Battery Center is where the ready get ready. The exact battery you need is at Interstate Battery Center, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan. Call 775-4293. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Business owner Aaron Collins for Comfort Keepers.
We've got caregivers that work more than 60 hours in a week, and we've got caregivers that just work once a week with one client, just to satisfy something in their soul. People need care around the clock, so we provide care for people during the daytime, in the evenings, overnight, and weekends. We can pretty much accommodate your schedule. If you have an interest in caring for someone, we can find an opportunity for you to serve. Call us at our office at 979-764-3076. I'm Aaron Collins, and I'm a Comfort Keeper.
WTOW News Time is 7:05. It's 60 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan policeman spotting an argument Saturday night in the parking lot of a convenience store led to the discovery of a stabbing. One man was taken to the hospital for treatment of a collapsed lung, and another man was arrested for aggravated assault. Officers used video from the store at Texas and William Joel Bryan to arrest 35-year-old Valentin Vega Jr. The victim was with Vega's former girlfriend and other witnesses at the time of the incident. A Texas A&M student from College Station is dead after being struck by a train early Sunday morning. Police were notified just before 3 a.m. that a pedestrian was hit on the tracks along Welber north of University. The victim was identified as 19-year-old Garrett Luce. The next time you think you're in a traffic jam, consider what local streets would be like without buses from the Brazos Transit District and A&M Transportation Services. The College Station City Council was given an update at its last meeting by Brazos Transit District President John Macbeth. He reported almost 750,000 trips taken last year on district buses and close to 11 million on A&M buses.
If that 10 million means that each of the people rode was two trips, that's 5,300,000 people that would have been in cars, which is about 8 miles of cars that would have been added to the Texas Avenue, George Bush, Welborn Road, and University.
Macbeth says the two agencies are working to extend bus service south of Rock Prairie Road and perhaps south of Fitch. At least one member of the A&M System Board of Regents wanted to know the next step in the renovation and expansion of Kyle Field.
A&M President Bowen Lockton told Regent Jim Wilson of Sugarland a committee he's been on will continue to meet.
You appointed a committee. A couple of us are on that. Is the committee's work done?
The committee will be transitioned into a user committee. The way we do projects involving buildings is typically form a user committee that has the representation of the various groups who will use the building or facility specifically. And that will be a sounding board for the A&E firm, the contractor, and so on to work with.
The Regents approved A&M's request to move up to this fiscal year Phase 1 architectural and engineering work budgeted at $5 million. The board did not ask, and university officials did not talk about moving Aggie Home football games out of town during construction. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan man facing state charges for sending a bomb threat to Texas A&M last month is now in federal custody. 22-year-old Darian Kelly is accused of sending a similar notice to Texas State the day before. A&M police also announced that Brittany Henderson of Bryan is no longer a person of interest in their investigation. Kelly was arrested for using his cell phone and Henderson's email account to send the A&M threat 2 weeks ago. Thanks to witnesses, College Station police made an arrest in an apartment burglary where a rifle and shotgun were stolen. Officer Phil Dorsett says the firearms were near the front door.
Got to be smart about storing your firearms and keep in mind that if somebody were to come in, what would they have access to? You know, God forbid, if somebody did make it into your residence or your vehicle, you want to try to minimize, you know, the amount of property they can take. And certainly with a firearm, it's very concerning because that gun's then going to be out on the streets and could be used against, you know, the public or us.
One of the victims tried to stop the suspect and two bystanders wrote down license plate information. That led police to finding the guns and 19-year-old Jeremiah Alta Miranda of Houston, who was arrested and remains in the Brazos County Jail. A Caldwell man is returning to prison. 24-year-old Stephen Tabor was arrested last month after admitting to more than 30 burglaries of self-storage units in College Station last Easter weekend. Pleading guilty to those crimes, along with cutting the phone line at one Bryan business and burglary of a second last May, as well as failing to register as a sex offender from a 2003 conviction, resulted in a 4-year sentence. WTAW News Time is 7:09, well, almost 7:10 now, 60 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Tonight, the Voice Live playoffs begin. It's the biggest event in America. Okay, technically the election is bigger, but the live three-night Voice event is a close second.
That's what I'm talking about!
And America's vote will decide the top 12.
It's up to America now.
Then, on an all-new revolution, after 15 years of darkness, could there be light? And along with it, danger.
What if they want to use it as a weapon?
The Voice Live Playoffs and Revolution.
It all begins at 7, followed by KAG's HD News at 10.
When breaking news affects you, your source for local news in the Brazos Valley is KAG's HD News.
Keeping you informed, uncovering the facts.
Going beneath the surface to bring you truth that impacts you.
From our education and politics, our economy and community, our public health and more.
KAG's HD News is there first.
Local people living here, working here.
KAG's HD News, the source for news, weather and sports in the Brazos Valley. Weeknights at 6 and 10.
College Station Medical Center is pleased to welcome Dr. Ben Dudica to BCS Pain. Dr. Dudica attended A&M Consolidated High School and Texas A&M University, and he's excited to be practicing pain management in his hometown. If you struggle with pain in your neck or lower back, Dr. Dudica looks forward to helping you find relief. He's now accepting new patients at BCS Pain Clinic. Give Dr. Dudica and his friendly staff a call at 979-764-7246. That's 979-764-7246.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Areas of fog will be followed by partial sunshine today. We could see a shower or thunderstorm later today. Highs up around 80. Clearing and cooler weather in the forecast for tonight. Lows around 50. Sunshine and pleasant for tomorrow. It's going to be noticeably cooler. Temperatures will approach 70 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, skies are going to be clear. Lows will drop down to about 50. It's mostly sunny and very nice during the day Wednesday. Highs will be 75 to 80 Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. A couple teams in high school clinch playoff berths. The Aggs are rolling, and the NFL Texans are rolling too. Dallas is not. All that more in 40 minutes.
They have a square wheel. They're going to, I mean, you alluded to it. They're going to have to do something.
Yeah. Well, that's everybody's talking about it online.
Yeah.
This somebody's head's going to roll.
Yeah. This one's not working right now.
Odds on right now, it's Garrett, but the rumor mill's also. Because you can get some pretty decent players for Romo if you decide you want to make a trade.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Garrett's 19. He's got.
he's got time.
He can continue to coach there. But, yeah, Smiley up there is not happy in the owner's box. He's not. So that's the way it goes. Hey, speaking of that football, so Texas A&M, I mean, it's cool that you get an opportunity to play the number one team in the nation.
Yes.
And that's part of the reason that Aggies wanted to move over to the SEC, because you get a chance to probably share the conference with a team that's going to be number one sometime in the year, and you get a chance to actually face them. That's even better. Like the fact that, you know, it'd be better if it were here, but
yeah,
that's okay. Got to start someplace.
We get eight of them at home next year, yeah, so we can't complain a whole
that's
lot.
That's right. That's wherever home is. Anyway, but again, and I'd wonder what other folks thought. I really liked the black uniforms.
I thought they were awesome.
That jazzed me a lot, but you know, I'm sure there was some negative.
I was nonplussed. Feedback.
Yeah, were you?
Yeah.
You were just you sat and watched and went, you didn't know what to think.
Huh? Well, I didn't even watch. I just saw a picture on the Facebook that somebody showed.
And when you saw that, you went, huh?
Well, actually, I thought, golly, does he have Wolverine things on his hands? And then I realized it just was light highlights on his gloves. Oh.
She doesn't like it if it's not green and gold anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, you have to put all this in perspective from Kat.
Yeah, but
I'm just trying to keep us fair and balanced.
No, we don't need to be fair and balanced. We're talking about, you know, we're talking about A&M football. But I mean, you know, were people turned off by the idea that they weren't wearing maroon and white? See, I always used to like Texas Tech used to wear black often when they would play the Aggies for that very reason.
I always thought it looked very cool.
Yeah. And I do. I think an all-black uniform looked good. And again, that used to be as dramatic as football uniforms were. Now, right. Obviously, it's changed a great deal. But, yeah.
Oregon screwed that up for everybody.
They did. But I like the idea that Adidas knew that Mississippi State was going to wear white because of the Snow Bowl. And they come to Coach Sumlin, tell him about this. And, you know, good on him. He looks at this and goes, yeah, let's do something else. And then they don't tell the players about it. And don't know how the game, I mean, it seems to me that the game would have turned out to score-wise with the Aggies winning anyhow. But to have those guys so jazzed before that football game.
Well, Ben Molina liked it a lot.
I thought we looked pretty good in the black uniforms.
Yeah, exactly. And and again, it's not about us. It's about the guys who are going out there to play.
Well, a 19-year-old is going to think that's cool.
Exactly, and that pretty much is what we're talking about as far as these players are concerned. If they go out and they're charged up about that, I mean, they blew by Mississippi State before they were able to even look up. And, you know, again, I'm going to paraphrase what I said before the LSU game. You know, the Aggies didn't win that game, but they were in it and played really, really well. And this is the number one team in the nation, and they're coming off a big win against LSU. But the Aggies will play well.
Gosh,
and,
I hope LSU beat on them, though. I watched that game, and LSU ran them hard.
Yeah, that was a good football game.
Yeah, it was.
It was very entertaining. So, you know, going into that situation, it's a great opportunity, and I think the Aggies will. I can remember from many years of covering A&M, always had trepidation that they were going to go out and embarrass themselves, and there were certainly times that they did. But, man. I just feel good about it.
I'll bet you they play them within 10.
Yeah, I just think it's – I do. I think it's going to be really, really good stuff. All right, so let's see what daylight saving time, how'd that work out for you, you know?
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, headed in the right direction.
Ironically, I couldn't fall asleep last night.
What is that about?
I don't know, but it was just not fair.
Well, you know.
Hobo was singing.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. You're awake and alert this morning.
It is – You know, you can tell it's chilly, but not too chilly. And people do take care of him. He gets new clothes, and he had a little black, one of those toboggan hats on today.
Okay.
So he's being taken care of.
You go by and check on him every day?
No, he just sometimes he walks around, and sometimes he's out when I leave where I leave.
Sure.
He's out there.
Well, you know, you got to get an early start on the day, right?
For sure. All that hard work
to
do.
Yeah. What do you got to do today? I don't know. Dodge the sun. Yeah.
You know what's special about today?
No, I don't.
Today, well, besides being special just because it's a brand new day.
Oh, sure.
It is also bonfire night today.
I don't know what that
means. It's a British holiday.
Oh.
Y'all talked a little bit about it last week. It's the same as Guy Fawkes Day. But traditionally, you eat candy. They didn't talk about any of the fun stuff about Bonfire Day. But when I was in Britain, they do fireworks, and you have a little effigy. You don't burn it anymore. Instead, you just take it around. The kids take it around and say, a penny for the guy, and people give them a penny, and you eat, you know, yummy food. But
we burn outhouses here.
Yeah.
Candy apples are the big deal. So I really wanted to make candy apples and bring them to work, but it just didn't work out.
Yeah. Anyway. I think I was at the grocery store yesterday. They were showing they had candy apple samples or something.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think it had anything
to
do
also
with
it. And they also do roasted chestnuts are part of Bonfire Night, too.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
That's Christmas, don't you know?
Yeah. Well, but
you can roast chestnuts more than one day.
Absolutely, you cannot.
Nope. Can only do it at Christmas time.
Have you ever even had a roasted chestnut?
Yes, yeah. I have.
I was unimpressed, to be honest
with
you.
I was, too.
It was kind of doughy.
Yeah, for
I was
all
sort
you've
of
been,
shocked.
All we've been hearing about it ever since Mel Torme wrote that when he was like 9 years old.
Can you imagine it would be delicious like a hazelnut or something, and then it's just this kind of doughy thing in your mouth.
A little mush ball thing. And see, the idea of you saying bonfire around here, see, that means something completely different.
So, I mean,
Very confusing.
We burn outhouses.
Hello.
Hey, you guys advertised today was National Donut Day, and I think you missed.
Oh, what do you mean I missed?
Well, get on the internet and search. Today's not National Donut Day.
Dang. Well, my source said that. When is National Donut Day? Do you know?
Yeah, it's in June, June the 3rd.
Really? Okay.
Like that, yeah.
Is today any day of interest besides Donut Day then?
Well, I didn't search that. I just searched
knew what
National
it,
Donut
you
Day.
You knew what it wasn't. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, thank you.
And you owe me a dozen donuts.
No, yeah. That's it. Oh, that's where we're coming from. Yeah, I got you. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, and donuts are interesting. I mean, if you think about it, what is a donut as far as you're concerned? See, what's your favorite kind of donut?
Crawler.
Really?
Crawlers.
Those are kind of, you know, those are those swirly-looking donuts.
Yeah, some people call them French donuts.
Yeah. Well, see, and part of the deal is you got to think about what kind of an environment you grew up in. Because I grew up here, and, I mean, Shipley's Donuts was the be-all and end-all, okay? I mean, you go in there and you get those things, and, you know, they just basically it would just collapse on itself because you just...
So I mean, tender,
yeah.
Delicious.
I mean, look, it's flour that rises up, and you bake it, and then you dump it in liquid sugar. Wait, is there a problem there? I mean, that's it. Or either that, or they pump chocolate filling into it until it bursts like a dark pimple.
Oh, and it's, that is so gross.
Thank you. Anyway, but that's what we grew up with. I mean, for years, decades, Shipley's Donuts was pretty much what we had in Bryan College Station.
Now, National Cream-Filled Donut Day is celebrated on September 14th.
Oh, is it? Oh, well, there. We missed that one, too. Now, I think Winchell's Donuts was here for a while. And
I haven't heard of Winchell's forever.
Yeah, and I think and that's like a bike shop now or something. And then there was, I think Dunkin' Donuts was here for a little bit. But, you know, now the grocery stores all have them, and I don't know where they make them and don't know when they make them.
Pick them off of donut trees.
Yeah, they get them off the donut trees in Houston, and they bring them in here.
You plant basically to get your own donut tree. You just take one of those the centers, you know, and you just plant it outside.
Oh, is that it? I always thought that's what Cheerios, Frosted Cheerios, were donut seeds.
Oh well, those are midget donuts.
Okay, and you know, but then have you ever gotten those glazed donuts where you buy them and the underside isn't glazed?
Yeah, I hate that.
See, that's not what it's about.
It's rascally right there.
Dunk them in there. You're supposed to dunk them in the icing. But, you know, they've come up with, and see, what is this maple thing about? What is that about? A maple donut, you know?
And maybe it's kind of a repercussion of this societal obsession with bacon.
June 1st is National Donut Day.
Thank you.
Sorry it took so long.
Bacon and maple, I'm not there.
I mean, because maple is kind of, they're both breakfasty. They both make you feel good.
Yeah.
They both are consumed by lumberjacks.
Yeah.
And so maybe sort of just became this societal attraction.
And then we haven't even talked about cake donuts.
Like cake donuts.
See,
those are on the heavy side.
That's a whole other world right there. But, you know, because you bite into one of those. And, you know, I guess the little powdered Hostess donuts are the
first
time.
Oh, no, those are yummy, yummy.
Wow. They'll dry your mouth out,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, they will.
I don't know who brought the bag of the old ones to the break room, but I ate about four.
How old were they?
They wrote the date on the candy corn. Yeah,
yeah, really. That's just, well, you know. Anyway, so it's not Donut Day. Glad we're able to celebrate that and So we owe somebody some.
Do we have time? Do you know why it's Donut Day?
Why is it Donut Day?
It was used by the Red Cross to raise funds and to celebrate when the soldiers were coming back.
That would make sense. Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I worked all night and I sleep all day.
Yeah, thank you. Going to do Monty Python for us.
The staff of Aeropit Health and Fitness Centers wants to remind you why they've been voted best of the Brazos now for 10 years running. Our professional personal training staff. At Aerofit, we know that in order to realize your full potential of health and fitness, you must start with a strong foundation built with confidence, consistency, and determination. The mission of our personal training staff is to inspire you to live an active lifestyle by empowering you to discover fitness through our passion and commitment to total health. We will teach you quality, results-driven movement. Join Aerofit now and get two complimentary training sessions with one of Aerofit's exercise professionals. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join today and your body will thank you later.
So make that getaway today. You know you're gonna feel great. We're Total Fitness, Aerofit for life.
The holidays are approaching. Howdy, this is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services reminding you of our holiday light package. Whether it's lights on the eaves, down the driveway, or in the trees, ABC can install your holiday lights, then return after the holidays to remove and pack them up for storage. We use only high-quality lights, and we have been installing lights longer than most companies have been in business. For holiday lights, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming holiday issue of Brazos Family Magazine. Learn lots of fun and healthy seasonal recipes, discover the latest in holiday wear for children, and Brazos Family's holiday issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising in the holiday edition of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595.
Month of November is all about children's furniture at Amish Furniture for Generations. Amish Furniture has all children's furniture on sale. You'll find youth tables, chairs, high chairs, rocking horses. Yep, homemade rocking horses. I mean, solid wood rocking horses, just like everything else that you'll find at Amish Furniture for Generations. Handcrafted, solid wood. Also, you can save on wall accessories and gift items and decorations. So now's a great time for you to stop in. Experience the quality and the beauty that you'll find in each piece at Amish Furniture for Generations. Handcrafted, made from those solid woods, and given special attention to all the detail that ensure that it will last for generations and it's a quality piece. Hurry in and see all the pieces they have there, of course, at Amish Furniture for Generations. They're all made in the USA. All furniture is bench-built by Amish Craftsman. Phone number is the same, but they've got a new location. The phone number, if you want, it's 260-5050. But stop in and see their new showroom. Been out there just a few weeks. They're on Boonville Road, just past Kroger. Look for the black and white awning in the center, and you'll see Amish Furniture for Generations. And really, when you come in, the display makes it look so much like a home inside. It's so so nicely finished out, and of course, the furniture is outstanding. And remember, Amish Furniture for Generations, with all children's furniture on sale, youth tables, high chairs, chairs and rocking horses as well at Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road. A Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. We'll get up to about 80 today, and then we're going to have a wind shift. 40% chance of showers as the winds change around out of the northwest at 5 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a north wind at 5 to 10 and a low of 48 tonight. Tomorrow, 74 or so, and we'll be down at 49, and the north winds will stay for tomorrow night, but then they'll shift back around, and by Wednesday and Thursday, we're looking at highs back up into the 80s. No chance of rain after today, though. Right now, winds are calm, 90% relative humidity, and it's 60 degrees out there.
The holidays are approaching. Howdy, this is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services reminding you of our holiday light package. Whether it's lights on the eaves, down the driveway, or in the trees, ABC can install your holiday lights, then return after the holidays to remove and pack them up for storage. We use only high-quality lights, and we have been installing lights longer than most companies have been in business. For holiday lights, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
People in the Northeast are still suffering the effects of Hurricane Sandy, among them Staten Island residents who are begging for help. They're worried the elderly will die for lack of food and heat because days after the storm, the government has not shown up. You know what we need? We need somebody to speak up, to give voice to the pain and frustration of the slow federal response. We need somebody to say something like this, quote, "Well, I think there were a set of assumptions made by federal officials that people would just hop in their SUVs and top off with a $100 tank of gas, some Poland spring water, and flee." And somebody to say, you know, I hold the federal government primarily responsible. Actually, those words belong to then-Senator Barack Obama, 2005, blaming President Bush for Hurricane Katrina. In 2007, he told a group of black ministers that due to institutional racism, America didn't care about the people down in New Orleans. How about the hard-pressed locations in New York and New Jersey, Mr. Obama? Is the federal government primarily responsible now? You know what else we need? We need a pop culture response. We need a rapper with a social conscience to accuse Obama of not caring about those who are still suffering. And you know what we need? We need a hip filmmaker who loves all things New York, like the Knicks, to create an HBO miniseries documenting the horrors of Hurricane Sandy and the failings of the federal government to fix it all in about a week or so. Hey, Spike, are you available? Spike Lee?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-788-0028. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-788-0028. That's 1-800-788-0028.
Howdy, this is DJ Capener, president of the Bryan Firefighters Association. You've heard our ads endorsing Chuck Condorla, Greg Owens, and Art Hughes for Bryan City Council. You've also heard ads with Lloyd Joyce criticizing the Bryan firefighters and promising to work with all city employees. However, in 1976, when Lloyd Joyce was mayor, we had to sue the city of Bryan because they refused to follow civil service law regarding our pay. The Bryan firefighters won the lawsuit, and this is just one more reason why the firefighters are endorsing Chuck Condorla for Bryan City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Chuck Condorla campaign.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31 at 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police are investigating the death of an A&M student who was struck by a train. 19-year-old Garrett Luce was on the tracks along Welburn north of University when he was hit Sunday morning before 3 a.m. A Saturday night out with friends near downtown Bryan landed one man in the hospital and a second man in jail. Police arrested 35-year-old Valentin Vega Jr. for stabbing a man who was with Vega's former girlfriend and other witnesses in the parking lot of a convenience store at William Joel Bryan in Texas. A policeman discovered the stabbing when he heard an argument while driving by. The victim was admitted to the hospital with a collapsed lung. The A&M System Board of Regents will continue to have an active role in the future of Kyle Field.
The Regents did not bring up, and A&M President Bowen Lofton did not say what becomes of home football games once construction starts, But Lofton says the committee that includes Regent Jim Wilson of Sugarland still has work to do, as does other stakeholders.
Will there be some representation from the 12th man on that? What, I don't know if you, this subset or whatever you're going to call it.
We will work. We'll work with the 12th man foundation. Athletics in particular needs more representation than they've had, probably, to make sure their needs are met there, along with the general campus community. So I'll be working on that over the next few weeks. Right. I'll sort of consult with you personally about that, since you're part of the current committee.
$5 million of architectural and engineering work was authorized by the Regents, who are not scheduled to meet again until January 31st. Athletics Director Eric Hyman says Kyle Field has the potential to be the largest and most significant construction project in the history of college football. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Part of a growing College Station means extending public transportation. At the last city council meeting, John Macbeth of the Brazos Transit District reported planning is underway to extend bus service to the south.
We were contacted before Scott and White broke ground that they were going to build a mega hospital, and they wanted transit coming to their hospital. They were very interested in having service. We had had service that went out to Rock Prairie Road and served the Med Center, and we were looking at how we could serve the new St. Joseph's area out there. So putting together this route, which is what we're basically calling the medical A&M route, is going to allow us to serve Far South College Station.
Macbeth says they are working with A&M Transportation Services to place a transfer station to connect the university to what will be the district's pink route. A Brian Woolman is no longer a person of interest in the investigation of a bomb threat sent to A&M 2 weeks ago. University police previously stated someone else used Brittany Henderson's email account to forward the email received October 19th, which led to a campus-wide evacuation. 22-year-old Darian Kelly O'Brien faces state charges in the A&M threat, and Kelly is in federal custody after he was arrested for sending a threat the day before to Texas State University. More prison time awaits a Caldwell man who admitted to more than 30 burglaries of self-storage units in College Station. 24-year-old Stephen Tabor was sentenced to 4 years for those offenses last Easter weekend, failing to register as a sex offender from a 2003 conviction, and two offenses last May in Bryan, where he burglarized one business and cut the phone line at a second location. A victim of an apartment burglary in College Station may have gone too far trying to stop a thief from getting away with a 12-gauge shotgun and 270 rifle.
I can certainly understand somebody wanting to protect their property and, you know, the anger and frustration, especially when you witness right there firsthand somebody taking something that belongs to you and entering your residence. I can just imagine what that's like. But with that having been said, we want to make sure people remember that there's probably not any property that's worth risking your life for. You know, another human being is one thing, but property is just that.
Officer Phil Dorsett says the victim got out his razor knife to slice a tire and then punched out a window of the getaway car. Two bystanders who wrote down license plate information helped police find the car, the guns, and the suspect. A Houston man was arrested and taken to the Brazos County Jail, where 19-year-old Jeremiah Alta Miranda of Houston remains held. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 62 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
I'm Lloyd Joyce, candidate for Bryan City Council, Place 6. I admire Mr. Capener's passion for the Bryan Firefighters Union and our city, even though he chooses to live in College Station. I must tell you, his facts are wrong. Bryan citizens in a public election overwhelmingly voted down the Firefighters Union. We must not let this AFL-CIO-affiliated union decide what is best for our dedicated firefighters and other city employees. I support all dedicated Bryan employees. Let's keep control of Bryan government in the hands of Bryan voters. I'm Lloyd Joyce, and I approve this political advertisement.
Are you paying big bucks for printer cartridges? Yep, it happens a lot. Did you know there's a smarter alternative? At Cartridge World. 100% quality guaranteed ink and toner cartridges at prices much less than the name brand. Want more cash in your pocket? Duh, of course you do. Visit the friendly folks at Cartridge World at Texas Avenue and Villa Maria in Bryan in the Tejas Center next to HEB or call 823-4800. Why pay more to print?
Hey, let's do some weather. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure will lead to sunshine. We'll see some of that today once the fog is gone. But later today, as a cold front drops towards us, some shower and thunderstorm activity may develop. Highs will be near 80. It's going to become clear tonight with a low around 50. We have sunshine tomorrow. Highs tomorrow afternoon, close to 70 degrees. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows around 50. It'll be mostly sunny Wednesday, and the highs on Wednesday are going to be somewhere between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, our offense is real fast, so we do our best to come out throwing haymakers.
And boy, did they. We'll share Aggie football information with you here in just a little bit. NFL and high school teams making the playoffs here in about 12 minutes.
That would be the definition of a haymaker, wouldn't
it?
Like 21 to nothing before you turn around.
Whack.
All right, so what's your 14-year-old up to? Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Guan Tian Lang, yeah. Guan Brown of China, 14. He pretty much won the Asia-Pacific Championship
yesterday. Yes, he did.
The youngest golfer to ever qualify to play at Augusta.
He's going to play in the Masters.
I mean, wow. You think he plays video games and does golf like PGA
golf?
You
know he does. You know he does.
He gets frustrated on there. He said, I'll just go out and do the real thing.
Exactly.
He's in eighth grade. He weighs 125 pounds.
And has one of the most beautiful golf swings ever.
Well, and again, I don't know enough about the physics involved in golf, but I mean, at 125 pounds, I mean, you don't have a lot of force.
I can tell you, I'm a terrible golfer.
Okay, and that's
so.
But you're not 14 either.
Well,
you were just as good a golfer at 14 as you are now. Is that fair to say?
I don't know. I didn't golf as a 14-year-old.
Well, anyway, I mean, it's pretty cool. He chipped in a 5-foot and then sank his putt in the Masters. Is in April. Previous youngest was some kid in 2010 who was 16 years old.
A big part of golf is your head, and when you're that young,
yeah,
you don't know to be nervous.
Yeah, that's probably right. He's thinking about whatever other 14-year-old kids in China are thinking about.
What video game he's going to play
after
he's
done.
No, which game he wishes he could be playing.
Right. Doesn't have any bad habits yet like some golfers do. I mean, just
John Daly.
But yeah. He has enough for a lot of golfers, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Hey, a pro public broadcasting anti-Mitt Romney demonstration.
Huh?
Was the goal to preserve the inalienable right of Big Bird, Cookie Monster, Ira Glass, and other folks to receive federal subsidies. Didn't work out so well. It was the Million Muppet March. Few hundred people showed up.
Oh, no.
In their Sesame Street garb. The chant, Elmo, we won't go. Elmo, we won't go.
Oh, my goodness.
For the air.
Please tell me you're just kidding.
I'm not kidding. They did this over the weekend. They see now.
I love the Muppets, but those aren't real. That's not the Muppets.
No.
That's people trying to use the Muppets for their own agendas.
And if you'll recall, after that comment was made in the debates, really both parties tried to take on the some of the characteristics of Sesame Street, and the Children's Television Workshop got very angry with that and got them to take that down pretty quickly because they say we're non-political. Of course, the Children's Television Workshop makes a lot of money, and they didn't want to be shown to be on one side or another. So,
well, that was the other part. They were saying they really didn't need the money, and people then very quickly said, well, then let's not give you any.
Yeah, how's that? So, but I wonder, what's it like, you know, like we're all supposed to meet at wherever. I mean, I don't know where they were supposed to meet to get started. And so, you know, you get there and you're dressed up like whatever, and it's supposed to start in like 15 minutes, and there are 423 people there, and you're going, I guess we're going to wait for the rest of them to get here. And then how long do you wait before you actually then begin to chant?
I
guess you wait until the TV cameras get there, right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's when you do that.
But my guess is they would wait on the count. What?
You're very good. Oh, excellent. Yeah, exactly. Bad posture can make your neck hurt, okay?
Well, thanks for that, Egon.
Okay, well, and your shoulders ache. We know that, right? Okay. But recent research shows that your slouch might make you a grouch. Oh, how you like that?
Slouch makes
you a grouch.
That was good.
In a recent study from San Francisco State
University.
Is that
why you slouch all the time,
No,
Scott?
I don't slouch. I really don't. I mean, I got to stretch up as high as I can.
It just looks like he does.
That's right, yeah.
He's just a grouch.
Go ahead and stand up. Yeah, I'm a grouch standing up, sitting down, whatever. In a recent study from San Francisco State University, students were told to either walk down a hall in a slouched position or to skip. The slouchers reported increased feelings of depression and lower energy than the skippers. So, are you a sloucher? There's an easy fix. Imagine that there is a headlight right in the middle of your chest, at your sternum, right there, your breastbone, right there, okay? Sitting or standing, your headlight should always shine forward, okay? Now, keep your head centered over your shoulders. Extend your head toward the ceiling without lifting your chin, because if you lift your chin and talk, you look like Barack Obama.
That's uncharitable.
It really is.
Bazinga.
Yeah, true. Now, you see, they told him to slouch or skip. What if you slouched and skipped?
Then you got some problems.
I mean, but that could be kind of interesting.
Yeah, but
it?
I want to see Mr. Down skip, period.
Well, I guess we can always ask about that.
Well, if one is one, then why not?
Yeah.
You know, skip all the posture thing. Just skip.
Okay.
If that's what makes you happy, why not? I want to see that in the hallways here.
Think about that. Skip for a day.
Skip for a day. Yeah, I'm not commenting on that.
I want to see Louis Bellina skipping down the hall.
He kind of skips already.
Okay.
I want to see that.
I'm not talking mentally. We're talking physically here.
Oh, Scott.
I know. All right.
Bazinga number two.
Louis is a very nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
Two shots for Scott.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So now, you know, they went ahead and did this New York Marathon kind of yesterday. This really was a strange deal because, you know, they were going to do it. And then, actually, people got pretty angry about it because you're taking resources, which makes sense. I mean, if there are people who can't get gas, can't get water, don't have a place to live, why are you using resources toward the marathon? Some marathoners were not taking no for an answer. A handful of participants said they had put in months of training, and so they were ready for this, and they were going to go ahead and run the marathon route. One runner and his friend started a Facebook event encouraging others to run it anyway for ourselves. The show must go on. So I guess some of them did. Thousands eventually ran, but not the route itself. Instead, they ran a stripped-down version with ceremonial laps around Central Park, while many others ran to Brooklyn, boarded the Staten Island Ferry to help residents in other boroughs carrying whatever they could, food, batteries, and flashlights. Now, that's good.
That's at least cool.
The fact that they did that. And, you know, the thing is, it is such a vast city that there are people who, again, waiting hours and hours and hours in line to get gasoline, and yet other people in the city really not having any problems anymore, that things are better. To the point that don't worry about no gas, no food, no public toilets. 800 people queued up outside Manhattan's flagship Apple store Friday morning for the launch of the iPad mini.
You're kidding me.
Apple pushed back the launch time from 8 in the morning until 10 so that store workers would have more time to work through the gridlock and get there. That did not stop some New Yorkers from getting there well before the store opened its doors so they could get their new little iPad minis.
Holy cats.
After all, it's all about that, right? 7:46.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy
Spicy Italian in the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
My boys and I have a Sunday tradition reading the comics, and one of our favorites is Family Circus, which features an invisible troublemaker named Not Me. That imaginary little gremlin gets blamed a lot when things go wrong. My guess is he's probably shown up at your house too. So when he does, do you know how to get your kids to take responsibility? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Maybe you've noticed, kids tend to blame their misbehavior on others. They pass the buck for everything from sibling conflict to antics in the classroom. In order for that problem to change, parents have to be intentional about correcting it. As psychologist and author Dr. Henry Cloud points out, children don't just grow out of the natural tendency to blame others. So what's the best way to teach children to take ownership for their behavior? Well, help them learn to connect their actions with either positive or negative consequences. To do that, explain what it means for them to be responsible for themselves, then establish age-appropriate boundaries. Once that's in place, let your kids make their own choices. If they behave well, reward them with a later bedtime or time with friends. A consequence could be losing a privilege or not getting to do a special activity. With consistency and time, they'll learn to take responsibility for their own decisions. And the good news is that unwanted guest, Not Me, won't be as likely to show up in your home. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, we've been telling you about a great deal that Suddenlink has. Bring 10 cans of food items to the local Suddenlink office through the 19th of this month and receive a free upgrade or half price on a new service install. That's a $49 value. And also right now, get Suddenlink's blazing fast 15 meg internet for as low as $30 a month when you bundle. You get Suddenlink home phone, $25 a month for life when you bundle. The phone company cannot match that. Plus, you've got Suddenlink's SL200 HD TV as low as $35 a month when you bundle, and you'll get the best in entertainment, sports, lifestyle programming, of course, the outdoor channel, which we've been telling you about. But think about this. Here are the video on demand movies for you coming up this month. In just a couple of days, it's The Amazing Spider-Man. That'll come out on the 9th. Brave comes out later this month. The Expendables 2 is out on the 20th. And at the end of this month, Men in Black 3. So those are new movies coming out on video on demand in November. Call now, 1-800-915-1866 to get connected and take advantage of the 15 meg high-speed internet for as low as $30 a month when you bundle, the home phone, $25 a month for life when you bundle, and SL200 HD TV as low as $35 a month when you bundle. Visit suddenlink.com for information, or again, the number to call is 1-800-915-1866.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It is 7:52, and we'll start you off with high school football to get things wrapped up from the weekend. The Consolidated Tigers took at least their share of 14-5A district by using an explosive second half to beat Conroe 51-14. A&M Consolidated wrapped up the regular season play with an 8-2 record, 5-1 in district, and an amazing turnaround if you consider last year they went 5-6. We turn now to Rutter. Rutter had a good three quarters and then kind of fell apart. Looked like they were going to finish the 2012 season on a high in District 18-4A. Then Montgomery opened up on costly Rutter mistakes, pulling away in the fourth, 28-14. Number one in the state, Navasota, rung up another shutout. That's the third in the row and fourth on the season, blanking Caldwell. The top-ranked Rattlers scored on 7 of 8 of their first-half possessions and rolled to a convincing 58-0 win over the Hornets. Taylor Ducks head to the Snake Pit, and they're the only team standing between a perfect season and the Rattlers. Kickoff is set for 7:30. Bryan had the week off. They'll try and jump to their 2-7 record up at Merrill Green this Friday against College Park. That game kicks at 7:30. And to find out more, you can find it at BrazosFootball.com. Now it's time to take a look at the Aggies, and man, they were on fire. It's supposed to be a pretty close game with number 16 against number 17 in the country. The Aggies ran away with it 38-13. Here's Coach Sumlin following his 11th road win in a row and the last five with the Aggies.
In order to be successful on the road and start the way we've started the last couple weeks, you know, that confidence level's got to be high. And I think, you know, our coaching staff has done a great job of preparation, our guys understanding the plan, and it's a tribute to these seniors too, who, you know, have really, really pushed this team, particularly the last couple weeks, because of, you know, we are nicked up, we do have injuries, but those guys are playing, and they're playing with great effort right now, and they're executing. So that's given us a real chance to be successful early in games.
The Aggs came out hot yet again, and if I'm not mistaken, this is the seventh game of the season, and the seventh time they've been the first one to score in the game. Here's Patrick Lewis on the hot start for the Aggies.
It's something we practice. We practice starting fast every practice, and, you know, our offense is real fast, so we do our best to come out throwing haymakers. You know, we want to score on that first drive just to get the game started. You know, we feel like we get the momentum early, we can just keep on pushing it and pushing it.
And how about the new duds? For the first time in 80 years, the Aggs came out in something other than maroon or white. The Twitterverse was on fire with pics and tweets. For the most part, it was very favorable for the all-black unis. You may not know this, but the Aggies actually used to be red and white. But after a delivery mess-up, the team received maroon and white jerseys, figured there were so many red and white teams, they would just keep it. Here's running back Ben Molina on the new look for the Aggies.
I thought we looked pretty good in the black uniforms. I think as a team, we just came out today and with a certain attitude. You know, they came out in all-white uniforms, and you know, we've been hearing a couple of things they've been saying. As an offense, we came out, executed. Defense came out and executed. We played a really good game on special teams, so it was a great team win.
By the way, the Aggies bumped from number 16 to number 15 in the AP Top 25. Next up for the Aggies, they stay on the road to Bryant-Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, to play the number one team in the country, the Crimson Tide. Now the kickoff set for 2:30, and the pregame will kick at 1:30 with Dave and Dave right here on 1620 WTAW.
I think they were a little more aggressive than what they showed on film. I mean, naturally, you're going to get some new things when a team comes off of a bye week, because they always do self-evaluations. That's with every team.
New things or not, didn't really seem to matter for the Texans. Matt Schaub threw two touchdown passes. Arian Foster ran for 111 yards against Buffalo's defense, and the Texans beat the Bills 21-9. The Atlanta Falcons are halfway through a perfect season, and the Cowboys are not. The Falcons improved to 8-0 and stayed the only unbeaten team in the NFL by beating Dallas 19-13. The call for personnel change are growing louder and louder, and Tony Romo, here he is now on the collapse.
You can't really make the mistakes that can cost you. And in this game, you know, we had some key third down plays, you know, that we didn't convert on. I know we had a couple drops, and then we had a short yardage play that we had an opportunity to get. And, you know, that stuff comes back to haunt you, and you need those plays.
A&M Volleyball extended its SEC Western Division lead with a 23-25, 25-19, 25-18, 25-17 win over second-place Arkansas Sunday at Reed. It was the fourth consecutive victory for the Aggs, who improved to 19-5 overall and 11-4 in the SEC, and they take a two-game lead over the Razorbacks in the West. Much like Aggie football, the volleyball team is doing very well on the road. Here's Allie Swatsky on how that has worked out well for the Aggies.
A lot of us have been together for 3 years, and we just know how the road goes, and we've shared that with our freshmen And I think when we're on the road, we're a lot more together. We're doing a lot more team activities together, and that helps a lot.
Next up for the Aggs, they're on the road to Auburn on Friday, and they'll play Georgia on Sunday. And finally, we'll wrap things up with A&M Hockey. They won their own league Lone Star Showcase, but not after a bit of a dust-up. In the final game, the Aggies took on UTSA, and the dust had finally settled. There were two ejections, 28 penalties, three DQs, and the Aggs ran away from them 6-3. That's a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Fights, where there are fights, where there are gloves on the ice. That's what we need.
Yes.
Okay.
And
that's what we're talking about.
A referee that got hit with a skate and...
Wow, yeah. Somebody threw a skate at him?
Didn't throw. He just got caught up in one of the scrums and... I will say the official did not finish the game.
Oh, well. A hockey scrum. I like that. It was, kind of mixing the sports up.
It was something else, man.
All right. Good on
Everybody
them.
Needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs T-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect T-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
You know what I don't get? Batteries. Why can't everything run on double A's? My watch battery's dead. It's time to change the battery in my security alarm, and I need a new battery for my jet ski this weekend.
Just go to Interstate All Battery Center.
Interstate? I don't need a car battery.
They're more than just car batteries. It's right in the name. All Battery Center. Every battery for every need.
Every battery, huh? Well, that should save me some time.
Find the exact battery you need at Interstate All Battery Center. 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, 775-4293. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Hey, there you go. News Talk 1620 WTAW. So the, I don't know, the early line that's come out for the A&M Alabama game.
Oh, good. I hadn't seen that yet. I was really curious.
I think it
goes, and we've shared that with our freshmen. And I think when we're on the road, we're a lot more together. We're doing a lot more team activities together, and that helps a lot.
Next up for the Aggs, they're on the road to Auburn on Friday, and they'll play Georgia on Sunday. And finally, we'll wrap things up with A&M Hockey. They won their own league Lone Star Showcase, but not after a bit of a dust-up. In the final game, the Aggies took on UTSA, and the dust had finally settled. There were two ejections, 28 penalties, three DQs, and the Aggs ran away from them 6-3. That's a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Fights, where there are fights, where there are gloves on the ice. That's what we need.
Yes.
Okay.
And
that's what we're talking about.
A referee that got hit with a skate and...
Wow, yeah. Somebody threw a skate at him?
Didn't throw. He just got caught up in one of the scrums and... I will say the official did not finish the game.
Oh, well. A hockey scrum. I like that. It was, kind of mixing the sports up.
It was something else, man.
All right. Good on
Everybody
them.
Needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs T-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect T-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
You know what I don't get? Batteries. Why can't everything run on double A's? My watch battery's dead. It's time to change the battery in my security alarm, and I need a new battery for my jet ski this weekend.
Just go to Interstate All Battery Center.
Interstate? I don't need a car battery.
They're more than just car batteries. It's right in the name. All Battery Center. Every battery for every need.
Every battery, huh? Well, that should save me some time.
Find the exact battery you need at Interstate All Battery Center. 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, 775-4293. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Hey, there you go. News Talk 1620 WTAW. So the, I don't know, the early line that's come out for the A&M Alabama game.
Oh, good. I hadn't seen that yet. I was really curious.
I think it started at 16 and it's moved down to, I don't know, 13 and a half, I think. So
interesting.
You know. Well, that is. That's pretty good. Glad to hear that. I just, you know, those guys know stuff out there, though. I mean, you know, they
they
just,
do.
They hit it closer than they miss it.
Hey, I said 10.
Yeah, that's the reason they have really big hotels out there, because they do a better job. And, you know, nothing wrong with them being wrong with this one. That'd be nice.
Yeah, it would.
So we'll see what happens. But anyway, that's the opening line there. Look for a high temperature today. It's going to be nice until the wind shift tonight. Look for a high temperature about 80 today with a 40% chance of rain tonight. It'll be 48. It's 60 right now. First, in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station Bryan, it's 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. For one last day, they'll campaign and attack.
He has tried as hard as he can to repackage the same old ideas and pretend they're new.
He's offering excuses. I've got a plan.
President Obama and Mitt Romney will both go to a state that could determine who wins, Ohio. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal live in Cincinnati.
Dave, if you've ever wondered why Ohio is such a battleground, the voters here will tell you it's all about location.
Southwestern Ohio tends to be more conservative generally, which is where we are now. Northeastern Ohio tends to be more liberal with a very strong union background.
And the middle tends to be, well, in the middle. 1.6 million people have voted in this state already, but...
Yeah, I don't get all that, and I don't necessarily think I care for all that.
She says she's going to vote on Tuesday. So far, roughly 6% more Democrats than Republicans have voted, Dave.
Jessica, before Ohio, Mitt Romney's in Florida. That's at a rally about to start in Orlando. The Republican will also go to Virginia and New Hampshire. The president will start in Wisconsin, then hit Ohio and Iowa. It's still rough for many hit by Sandy, with 1.5 million homes and businesses still without power.
This is every bit as bad as the aftermath of Katrina, as far as the personal property and the devastation.
She lived in New Orleans then, New Jersey now, in parts of New York City.
We're on our own.
Maybe you'll feel ignored as all of Manhattan has power again. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live in the Rockaways in Queens.
Residents here still without heat and electricity. They are also still salvaging what they can from soaked homes and basements, leaving piles of destroyed household furniture, appliances, and personal effects on the curb. Sanitation trucks working overtime to clear the debris, even creating a temporary dump in the parking lot of Jacob Riis Park. The garbage dumped into piles already 20 feet high and a block wide. Dave?
And there's worry about another storm that could hit in the middle of the week. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never missed a beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at uhc.com.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare lock, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand-name prescriptions in a donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Nationwide and locally, we've seen an increase in bedbug cases. If anyone in your home travels often, lives in a dorm, or you frequently have out-of-town guests, you could be susceptible. Bedbugs are extremely hard to eliminate and absolutely require a pest management professional. If you suspect you have bedbug issues, call ABC for a free evaluation. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, you'll find plenty of fun Texas stuff at Texas Trading Post. Their website is txtraders.com. Stop in there and have a look. I mean, if you're born or raised in Texas, you're proud to live in Texas, you know some folks who wish they lived in Texas, all of those things, you can find just what you're looking for at Texas Trading Post, txtraders.com. Remember, Texas greeting cards. They've got those for you that you can buy online, as a matter of fact. Texas clocks, there's framed flags, historical maps, that's available for you. All sorts of patriotic crystal gifts, Texas gifts as well, Texas VIP gifts or corporate gifts. No matter what you're looking for that's got a Texas slant to it, you will find those for you right there at Texas Trading Post. That's why, once again, voted best in the Brazos for online shopping. And this is the largest site for buying Texas gifts, Texas bedspreads, whatever it happens to be, tins full of nuts that are shaped like Texas, whatever. You find it at their website, which is txtraders.com, txtraders.com. It's a locally owned company, Russ and Linda Harbell. So go to the site, txtraders.com. It's Texas Trading Post.
Hi, this is Kyle Cassell, candidate for the Texas House of Representatives, District 12, reminding you to get out and vote this November 6th. As a longtime resident of the area, I understand the importance of sending someone to Austin who will fight for our conservative hometown values. To learn more about our campaign, visit my website at kylecassell.com. That's K-Y-L-E-K-A-C-A-L.com. This ad was approved and paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-thru and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan policeman spotting an argument Saturday night in the parking lot of a convenience store led to the discovery of a stabbing. One man was taken to the hospital for treatment of a collapsed lung, and another man was arrested for aggravated assault. Officers used video from the store at Texas and William Joel Bryan to arrest 35-year-old Valentin Vega Jr. The victim was with Vega's former girlfriend and other witnesses at the time of the incident. A Texas A&M student from College Station is dead after being struck by a train early Sunday morning. Police were notified just before 3 a.m. that a pedestrian was hit on the tracks along Welburn north of University. The victim was identified as 19-year-old Garrett Luce. The next time you think you're in a traffic jam, consider what local streets would be like without buses from the Brazos Transit District and A&M Transportation Services. The College Station City Council was given an update at its last meeting by Brazos Transit District President John Macbeth. He reported almost 750,000 trips taken last year on district buses and close to 11 million on A&M buses.
If that 10 million means that each of the people rode was two trips, that's 5,300,000 people that would have been in cars, which is about 8 miles of cars that would have been added to the Texas Avenue, George Bush, Welburn Road, and University.
Macbeth says the two agencies are working to extend bus service south of Rock Prairie Road and perhaps south of Fitch. At least one member of the A&M System Board of Regents wanted to know the next step in the renovation and expansion of Kyle Field.
A&M President Bowen Lockton told Regent Jim Wilson of Sugarland a committee he's been on will continue to meet.
You appointed a committee. A couple of us are on that. Is the committee's work done?
The committee will be transitioned into a user committee. The way we do projects involving buildings is typically to form a user committee that has the representation of the various groups who will use the building or facility specifically. And that will be a sounding board for the A&E firm, the contractor, and so on to work with.
The Regents approved A&M's request to move up to this fiscal year phase one architectural and engineering work budgeted at $5 million. The board did not ask, and university officials did not talk about moving Aggie Home football games out of town during construction. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan man facing state charges for sending a bomb threat to Texas A&M last month is now in federal custody. 22-year-old Darian Kelly is accused of sending a similar notice to Texas State the day before. A&M police also announced that Brittany Henderson of Bryan is no longer a person of interest in their investigation. Kelly was arrested for using his cell phone and Henderson's email account to send the A&M threat 2 weeks ago. Thanks to witnesses, College Station police made an arrest in an apartment burglary where a rifle and a shotgun were stolen. Officer Phil Dorsett says the firearms were near the front door.
Got to be smart about storing your firearms and keep in mind that if somebody were to come in, what would they have access to? You know, God forbid, if somebody did make it into your residence or your vehicle, you want to try to minimize, you know, the amount of property they can take. And certainly with a firearm, it's very concerning because that gun's then going to be out on the streets and could be used against, you know, the public or us.
One of the victims tried to stop the suspect, and two bystanders wrote down license plate information. That led police to finding the guns and 19-year-old Jeremiah Altamiranda of Houston, who was arrested and remains in the Brazos County Jail. A Caldwell man is returning to prison. 24-year-old Stephen Tabor was arrested last month after admitting to more than 30 burglaries of self-storage units in College Station last Easter weekend. Pleading guilty to those crimes, along with cutting the phone line at one Bryan business and burglary of a second last May, as well as failing to register as a sex offender from a 2003 conviction, resulted in a 4-year sentence. WTAW News Time is 8:10 at 64 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
Howdy, this is Chuck Conderla, currently serving on Bryan City Council and running for re-election in the citywide race this year. In my time on council, Bryan has seen greater investments in infrastructure and core services. We've paid for this with reduced spending, smart economic development, yielding more jobs locally, and a reduced tax rate. While my opponent served as mayor 4 decades ago, Bryan experienced lawsuits, retail business loss, and a crumbling downtown and infrastructure. Vote Chuck Conderla for Bryan's future.
Political ad paid for by the Conderla campaign. For more info, go to chuckforbryancouncil.com.
Did you know you can get paid for spreading holiday cheer?
That's what elves do, and you can do it at Santa's Wonderland.
Santa's Wonderland is looking for cashiers, food handlers, hayride drivers, greeters, parking attendants, and general labor.
Those are the people who create the Texas Christmas experience.
Applications are available at santas-wonderland.com. That's santas-wonderland.com.
You're going to love being an elf.
We do.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer located in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Hey, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Areas of fog will be followed by partial sunshine today. We could see a shower or thunderstorm later today. Highs up around 80. Clearing and cooler weather in the forecast for tonight. Lows around 50. Sunshine and pleasant for tomorrow. It's going to be noticeably cooler. Temperatures will approach 70 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, skies are going to be clear. Lows will drop down to about 50. It's mostly sunny and very nice during the day Wednesday. Highs will be 75 to 80 Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, talking about the betting line on the Alabama A&M game. You know, the line, I think, for Mississippi State was 7, so they did miss that one.
It was 7.
Yeah, but, you know, again, They hit more than they miss. And we'll see what happens.
You know what? If it's, yeah, and I hate to be a doubting Thomas, but if it's respectable, they will have done all they needed to do.
Well, I agree. I would just really, really agree. I mean, this guy's pretty much in the running for Coach of the Year honors.
Without question. Yeah,
more than we certainly thought going into the season for this first year.
I think pretty pie in the sky. Most people were thinking 6 wins.
Yeah, yeah. 30,000 to 40,000 New York City residents may require housing for some time. I don't know what some time means, but after the storm moved through, city officials say a number of large housing developments in the city will be out of commission for a very long time. As of last night, 730,000 1,000 people in the region remained without power. New York City borough of Staten Island getting little mention until late last week when people started noticing that the fifth of New York's five boroughs was getting very little mention. Almost half of the New Yorkers who died in the storm lived in Staten Island. Residents started getting more coverage by week's end, particularly after the controversy over the marathon, of course, as we talked about
earlier. Yeah, that was a big dust-up.
Yep. That deal they did on NBC raised $23 million for the Red Cross, that big concert that they had going on. And again, that's pretty good. Voting could be a real challenge for victims of Hurricane Sandy. None of the states had substantial early voting, and some have Tuesday-only voting. No early voting, no voting by mail, Tuesday-only in person. Those would include New York, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Delaware, and Virginia. You can only vote on Election Day. In fact, there is a law in 15 states across the country affecting 65.5 million eligible voters. So we'll see what happens. Now, one of the other things that they are looking at doing, and I don't know how they do this, but New York has arranged for voting tents to be constructed in some areas, and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie ordered county clerks to open to allow for early voting over the weekend. Now, they are looking at email and fax voting. I don't know how they do that.
How are they going to check ID?
I don't know. I'm not sure what the mechanics are. I hope we'll hear some stories about that.
Yeah, that should be, because how many accounts can you get?
Yeah. How do you watch over that?
I'm Kevin O'Connor, KO.
Yeah.
Donald O'Connor.
Whatever you want to be. Yeah.
Exactly.
So I'm not sure how that's all gonna work out, but they're.
I may be Mike Smith to vote.
Sure,
who knows?
Exactly. So we'll see how that works out. So now that Halloween is passed, except, by the way, in New Jersey, where it officially is tonight. Did you know that?
Yes, yeah. I remember us talking about that.
That stores will be decking out their halls and, you know, doing their tinsel thing and all that stuff for holiday gift shopping. Wander in there to your favorite retail outlet today and see if they've, put up the flocked Christmas tree. Recent survey shows that bothers a lot of folks, though. Over three-quarters of them, 78% of U.S. Americans surveyed by the web and mobile app test automation company Soasta, say they don't want to hear Christmas music until after Thanksgiving.
I think that's a good call.
Yeah, that was my commentary from Friday.
You want to say, just because it makes y'all money doesn't mean that it's actually Christmas yet. I love Christmas, but...
Who are we calling?
It makes it less special when you stretch it out.
Yeah, well... See, and one of the things that...
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Anna.
Hi, Anna. Is Mr. Downs in?
Yes, he's not in his office right now, though. Did you want me?
He's wandering the hall. Would you page him and ask him to come to the 1620 control room, please?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
What are you doing?
Well, we just when it gets to that...
Oh, no. Is this going to be a big Christmas argument?
Well, no. Oh, no. It's not an argument.
What are we doing?
We're going to have Mr. Downs come and talk to us.
This is something that, you know...
Mr. Downs, go to the 1620 control room.
Please.
He'll be trudging down the... Maybe he's skipping. Oh, speaking of skipping, we finish that segment, and I walk out into the hallway, and who comes skipping down the hall? This doesn't surprise me at all.
Oh, I hear him coming.
Yeah, but Allie. See, because
that
Allie,
doesn't surprise me even a little.
That's pretty much Allie's attitude. She skips everywhere. So the fact that she came skipping down the hall, I thought was wonderful. You have some headphones over there, Mr. Downs?
I'm reaching over for my headphones right now.
Okay, there you go. There he is. Okay, with his headphones on.
Wow, what a weekend this has been.
Oh, how so?
Gee, charity ball on Saturday
that's right.
night.
Yeah, how was that?
Good.
Yeah,
that was great.
You know, I've never been.
Really?
Yeah.
You ought to go. It's
okay.
Pretty cool.
I'll try that.
It's really
sometime.
Cool. Kat was there.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
Did you have fun, Kat?
I did, although I got a little bit nervous when Mary Dutch Uncle talked my date.
Oh, well, huh? Mary's going to do that.
Okay.
My daughter, Mary, she's, Mary has no fear.
Yeah.
Has, never has. And
yeah.
So she decided she was going to kind of scope out and proof out Kat's date.
Oh, okay.
And And what did she say that made everybody squirm the first time?
I don't remember.
The first time.
I don't remember exactly what she said, but I don't know if Lily did this on purpose, but she made me do a little minor squirm. I loved talking with her all evening, but there was a point. She had talked about my date for a while, okay?
Mm-hmm. He's a nice guy, by the way. Congratulations.
Well, thanks. He just was my date. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
How
do you feel about that? Look,
I'm just going to throw that out there.
He's a nice guy.
So yeah. she was talking to me about my date and how he's about to move abroad. And so then just at one point she goes, you know, could I just ask you something as a mom? And I my mind started pulsing with answers to any awkward question I could think of. And then she said, I just was curious. She said, it's okay if you are. And she said, I understand because you're young, but are you a Democrat?
Whoa, all right.
I said, no.
How could you think such a thing?
That's Lily.
She apparently didn't get the first memo of what not to talk about at a party.
No, I mean, I just was...
No.
I didn't know where she was going.
Lily and I are close enough to 60. We'll say anything.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's the reason Kat needs to carry around the picture of her shooting the semi-automatic rifle.
Yeah.
Just going, does this answer your question? I mean, because that pretty much would take care of it.
Pretty much.
But it, for the record, I mean, I was a little nervous at the time, but to me, that was the funniest moment of the entire shindig, was just the surprise. And she was so sincere and gentle and sweet.
Yeah.
It struck me as really, really funny.
Actually, it was relief is what it was. When she prefaces the question, could I ask you this as a mother? Huh?
Yeah. Right.
So, and you're coming to tonight to hear the the great outgoing incoming chairman of the chamber speak tonight, right?
I'll be there.
You're going to be at the chair table?
I will,
I'm going to put Mary in your place.
Okay, that's all right. Okay. That's right.
Are you going to be there, Kat? You're not going to be there, are you?
No, sir. I'm going to be trying to get a little sleep for tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's a big day.
You're going to be up all night.
Okay, there we go.
In high heels, huh?
Right. Yeah. No, you can
surely
change.
Not.
You can change to tennies at 10 o'clock. Tennies at 10.
Yeah. I hope so.
So the reason I called you in here is because a survey from this company says that most U.S. Americans, 78% of U.S. Americans, in fact, surveyed on the web and on mobile app test, talked about they don't want to hear Christmas music before Thanksgiving.
Blasphemers.
Yeah, I'm just saying. 75% of Christmas decorations.
Doesn't it take away some of the specialness?
We're going to have a debate.
Tudor dynasty when you need it?
Yeah.
It's time. Is it today bonfire day or something?
It is bonfire night. You must have been listening earlier.
God.
No.
The show's getting hijacked again by the weird people.
Oh, hey, Scott, you want to come over and hang out here
really
for a bit?
Just hang me.
Yeah, let's talk sports. Okay.
All the normal people move over to the left channel, and all the eclectics can move over there to the right. How's
Christmas
that?
Music feels good to me. I'm listening to Christmas music in my car and all day yesterday at my house.
Yeah.
I bought a Christmas CD yesterday. It's a CD. It's a small silver thing that looks like a record album, which is a large black thing that looks like a pie.
Yeah.
Anyway, with grooves on it. And I have been listening to Christmas music, and I am just a Twitter. I am quite happy with where I find myself. Yes. Oh, now this. Okay, here we go.
Hello?
There are some Christmas songs that are good year round, like Silent Night, and other songs like
Holy Night.
Jingle Bells. You only want to hear at Christmas.
Yeah.
You don't want
to
hear
closer to Christmas than after Thanksgiving.
You don't want to even hear the barking dogs Christmas thing. You don't. That's awful.
I would agree.
Yeah, or Grandma and the reindeer and all that. It just cheapens the genre.
And Kat, just so you know, I mean, Ben does. He'll play that in his studio, and very nice. If he believed in non-terrestrial radio, of course, there's a channel out there where you can listen all the time. But
no, there's not. They only turn that baby on in December.
Oh, okay. All right, then it'll be coming on soon.
Oh gosh, please.
That's not me.
If we're going to talk about
it. It's not me either.
Yeah.
Who could it possibly be? Okay. Oh!
Kevin shouldn't get fired.
The most recent hire is doing that too.
But what he will eventually do is he drags a speaker out into the atrium here.
Permanently mounted in the ceiling.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He plugs in Christmas music and plays it through the atrium, and everybody gets to hear it whether they want to or not.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, really does.
But I don't do it till after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And so, I think it's cool. I've got, 1,500? Guess on average, if I had to guess on, I think I have close to 2,800, 3,000 Christmas songs in my library.
And in his defense, he doesn't do the kittens, he doesn't do Alvin and the Chipmunks, he doesn't do the dogs, any of that.
Do you have the Von Trapp Family Children Christmas?
No.
Well, I recommend it.
That falls into the dogs and cats version to me. But I would much prefer, and I do, I discovered Barlow Girl last year.
Oh,
and
Barlow Girl.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, they got some great Christmas music, and Shadazy has Jingle Bells.
That's actually a great Christmas album.
Do you have Jingle Bells by Shadazy in there?
I will.
Yeah, I'm just saying that if you can take Jingle Bells and you can make it something totally new, then you've done your job. You're what I would like to have.
But
for
that's
Christmas.
Not traditional.
I don't have to have traditional. I just have to have not stupid.
Okay. Have we found that?
Look around in here.
What do we got going on in here? Yeah. But stupid. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then we'll get Shadazy.
It's a great version of this song.
Oh, they're playing lutes now. That's great.
No, this is a loot-free zone.
Okay.
Here. No, just give it a minute.
Scott's
60
head
seconds.
Is exploding.
Yeah.
60 seconds is all I ask for. Yeah.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, laughing all the way.
See, I told you.
Who is this? Yeah, this is not bad. Who is this?
This is a group called Shadazy. They were a country hit about 10 years ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a... How old is this song?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, this version.
It's timeless, Scott. Much like you and me.
This version.
It was posted in 08.
Really? Yeah, that's not bad.
That's not
okay.
Bad.
That's all right. That's a different take on it.
Now, I will tell you, it goes against everything I am playing this now at all.
Oh, because it's too early.
It's not Thanksgiving yet.
I know.
It's close enough.
Yep. So there you go. All right. So see, y'all needed to hear Ben's defense of this because that's.
I think I'm going into my office right now and cracking the seal on that special box of CDs and just enjoy myself.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Unintended consequences. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There are signs the health care overhaul could worsen the underemployment rate. The Wall Street Journal says many restaurants, hotels, and stores are moving toward hiring part-time workers instead of full-time staffers. They want to avoid the requirement that they pay for full-time workers' health care. Walgreens reports last month's sales were down just over 2% from October of last year. The big drugstore chain says Hurricane Sandy had an impact on its business in the final days of the month. Stock market futures are a little bit higher ahead of the Monday session on Wall Street. Futures have shown no clear direction this morning. Analysts say investors may move cautiously ahead of the presidential election. A report on service sector activity could have an impact on Wall Street. It comes out shortly after the start of trading. And Barnes & Noble lowered the prices on its electronic reading devices over the weekend. The Nook tablet now starts at $159. I'm Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Ally Bank. Why they don't hide things in the fine print.
That'll be $34.50.
I think the ad says it's half off.
If you look closely, it says only on Tuesdays.
It is Tuesday.
In October.
It is October.
During leap years.
This is a leap year.
After the first frost.
Oh, please.
Nobody likes when things are hidden in fine print. That's why Ally doesn't do it. Ally Bank. Your money needs an ally. Member FDIC.
You just heard someone seeing pink in her sink after brushing. She's screaming because she knows bleeding gums can mean gingivitis, and that can lead to tooth loss, gum surgery, and worse. Now, daily use of the Natural Dentist Mouth Rinse can stop bleeding gums. So stop the screams and start the anti-gingivitis treatment with the Natural Dentist Mouth Rinse at Rite Aid, Stop and Shop, and other stores.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M got a 38-13 win over Mississippi State in Starkville, Mississippi last Saturday. The Aggies improved now to 7-2 overall, 4-2 in the Southeastern Conference. It was A&M's first ever trip to Starkville, Mississippi for football, and the Aggies now all-time are 3-3 against Mississippi State. After the game, head coach Kevin Sumlin on the victory.
Well, I thought, you know, again, we came out with great energy. You know, I think we're always looking for ways to motivate as a coach. I know the uniforms are controversial, but the players absolutely love them. Love the helmets, love the look. And, you know, you do what you can to try to keep guys juiced up. And obviously they came out and responded early in the game.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin, the reference to the uniforms was the fact that the Aggies wore a black jersey and black pants in that game for Mississippi State. And the players absolutely loved it. Well, we've announced that the Alabama game is going to kick at 2:30. We'll have the broadcast on the Aggie Radio Network starting at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon. That's the Aggie Football Report, and I'm Dave South.
I'm Judy Leunis. I'm a candidate for House of Representatives, District 14. I'm a 40-year Bryan College Station resident, an active and experienced community leader serving on nonprofit and government boards. I believe Texas needs to invest in our students, restore funding for public schools, help make a college degree affordable, stimulate job growth, provide resources for small businesses, support affordable health care, and pass the Texas Water Plan. Vote for Judy Leunis for Texas House of Representatives, District 14.
Political ad paid for by Judy Leunis for Texas House.
Since 1978, more families have trusted UPA than any other pediatric practice in the Brazos Valley. With over 100 years of combined experience, the pediatric specialists at UPA are always ready to provide your family with the finest care available. Located just a block from the bypass next to the Med, UPA is open 7 days a week to make it easier for working families to get their children to the doctor. To learn more, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
WTAW News Time is 8:32 at 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police are investigating the death of an A&M student who was struck by a train. 19-year-old Garrett Luce was on the tracks along Welburn north of University when he was hit Sunday morning before 3 a.m. A Saturday night out with friends near downtown Bryan landed one man in the hospital and a second man in jail. Police arrested 35-year-old Valentin Vega Jr. for stabbing a man who was with Vega's former girlfriend and other witnesses in the parking lot of a convenience store at William Joel Bryan in Texas. A policeman discovered the stabbing when he heard an argument while driving by. The victim was admitted to the hospital with a collapsed lung. The A&M System Board of Regents will continue to have an active role in the future of Kyle Field.
The Regents did not bring up, and A&M President Bowen Lofton did not say what becomes of home football games once construction starts, but Lofton says a committee that includes Regent Jim Wilson of Sugarland still has work to do, as does other stakeholders.
Will there be some representation from the 12th man on that? I don't know if this subset or whatever you're going to call it.
We will work with the 12th man foundation. Athletics in particular needs more representation than they've had probably to make sure their needs are met there, along with the general campus community. So I'll be working on that over the next few weeks. Right. I'll sort of consult with you personally about that since you're part of the current committee.
$5 million of our architectural and engineering work was authorized by the Regents, who are not scheduled to meet again until January 31st. Athletics Director Eric Hyman says Kyle Field has the potential to be the largest and most significant construction project in the history of college football. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Part of a growing College Station means extending public transportation. At the last city council meeting, John Macbeth of the Brazos Transit District reported planning is underway to extend bus service to the south.
We were contacted before Scott and White broke ground that they were going to build a mega hospital, and they wanted transit coming to their hospital. They were very interested in having service. We had had service that went out to Rock Prairie Road and served the Med Center, and we were looking at how we could serve the new St. Joseph's area out there. So putting together this route, which is what we're basically calling the medical A&M route, is going to allow us to serve Far South College Station.
Macbeth says they are working with A&M Transportation Services to place a transfer station to connect the university to what will be the district's pink route. Brian Woolman is no longer a person of interest in the investigation of a bomb threat sent to Texas A&M 2 weeks ago. University police previously stated someone else used Brittany Henderson's email account to forward the email received October 19th that led to a campus-wide evacuation. 22-year-old Darian Kelly O'Brien faces state charges in the A&M threat, and Kelly is in federal custody after he was arrested for sending a threat the day before to Texas State University. More prison time awaits a Caldwell man who admitted to more than 30 burglaries of self-storage units in College Station. 24-year-old Stephen Tabor was sentenced to 4 years for those offenses last Easter weekend, failing to register as a sex offender from a 2003 conviction, and two offenses last May in Bryan, where he burglarized one business and cut the phone line at a second location. A victim of an apartment burglary in College Station may have gone too far trying to stop the thief from getting away with a 12-gauge shotgun and 270 rifle.
I can certainly understand somebody wanting to protect their property and, you know, the anger and frustration, especially when you witness right there firsthand somebody taking something that belongs to you and entering your residence. I can just imagine what that's like. But with that having been said, we want to make sure people remember that there's probably not any property that's worth risking your life for. You know, another human being is one thing, but property is just that.
Officer Phil Dorsett says the victim got out his razor knife to slice a tire, then punched out a window of the getaway car. Two bystanders who wrote down license plate information helped police find the car, the guns, and the suspect. A Houston man was arrested and taken to the Brazos County Jail, where 19-year-old Jeremiah Altamiranda of Houston remains held. WTAW News Time is 8:36 at 66 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial, 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
Howdy, this is DJ Capener, president of the Bryan Firefighters Association. You've heard our ads endorsing Chuck Condorla, Greg Owens, and Art Hughes for Bryan City Council. You've also heard ads with Lloyd Joyce criticizing the Bryan firefighters and promising to work with all city employees. However, in 1976, when Lloyd Joyce was mayor, we had to sue the city of Bryan because they refused to follow civil service law regarding our pay. The Bryan firefighters won the lawsuit, and this is just one more reason why the firefighters are endorsing Chuck Condorla for Bryan City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Chuck Condorla campaign.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure will lead to sunshine. We'll see some of that today once the fog is gone. But later today, as a cold front drops towards us, some shower and thunderstorm activity may develop. Highs will be near 80. It's going to become clear tonight with a low around 50. We have sunshine tomorrow. Highs tomorrow afternoon, close to 70 degrees. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows around 50. It'll be mostly sunny Wednesday, and the highs on Wednesday are going to be somewhere between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, you know, we're talking a little while ago when we got Mr. Downs all wound up about the Christmas music. The same survey, they definitely want e-tailers to have their digits in a row by Cyber Monday. Three-quarters of the survey respondents say stores should concentrate on providing a specific Cyber Monday website. Okay?
Really?
Yeah. Or some sort of a dependable app that can handle the mass sales and make it easy for you.
That's
to do
probably a good idea.
If again, you're big enough to be able to do that, and if you can, then that'd be a good deal. Again, some of the stuff that we just don't feel down here having to do with this storm and what it did to New York City. Most of the mass transit operations have been restored. City's 1,700 schools will be reopened, except for 57 that will remain closed due to structural damage, which affects about 100,000 school kids. Okay, so you got an extra 100,000 school kids not going to school today. Nothing bad could happen out of that, I'm sure. They have to report to alternative locations. Uh-huh. I didn't get the memo. I didn't know I was supposed to be there. Yeah, see how that works out. So let's say you're at a big group dinner, and it's time to pay up. To divide that total and to multiply out certain percentages for the tip, how many people tense up and say something like, oh, I'm not so good at math? How many people fear it completely? How many people really grab it and are willing to do that? When a study of participants with high anxiety about math saw what they would be presented with as far as a math problem, researchers saw that these people had activated a certain natural area, a neutral area of their brain, to actually cause the same thing that would happen if you felt physically threatened by some situation or felt bodily harm.
Rest assured, that is absolutely true.
Really?
Oh, God.
Really? I don't know. I'm fairly comfortable with math. I don't mind it that much.
I short circuit.
Just doesn't work for you, huh? Well,
I freak out at the checkbook.
Okay. Yeah. And you, Kat?
I'm okay. I don't enjoy it, but yeah. I can generally get it done unless I'm under pressure and have someone standing over me watching
me
do it.
Yes, tapping their foot going, hurry up, hurry up.
Yeah.
Hey, pretty neat article posted yesterday by CBS News regarding the entire birther issue that, you know, just doesn't seem to go away. No, not that guy. Another guy.
Another guy.
This regards in 1881, President Chester A. Arthur, who is rumored to have been born in Canada.
Really?
Yeah, I happened to see the report
on this.
That's
still America.
Well, but it's not. He's not an American. It's North America. But I mean, that's no.
It's
different.
More American than some other places.
It is. That's true.
It still ain't America.
What happened was Chester Arthur's dad was kind of a shady character, and he would live down in Vermont sometimes, and then he would be up in Canada. And in fact, there is belief that he was born in 1830 in this house in Canada, And apparently the house itself is for sale. I mean, they went by and they're talking to the real estate agent, and they call it, you know, the house where Chester Arthur was born, Arthur House. And so what they did is he changed his birth date, the year, so that it would coincide with when his father was living down in the lower 46 or ever how many there were back then, 39. Yeah. So in fact, he may have been Canadian. So that's probably why he could grow such a good head, you know, head of hair. Had a good head of hair, had him a good beard too. But yeah, may not have been a U.S. American.
This interesting.
Yeah, 843. This is an odd one. The Greek Orthodox Church is threatening to shut down the Church of the Holy Sepulchre.
Wow.
Yeah. This is probably the most revered site in Christendom, the site of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection.
So why?
I'm glad you asked. Unpaid water bill.
Get out.
Yep. An Israeli water company says the church owes $2.1 million in back bills.
Oh, my goodness.
Church officials contend it was always exempt from paying for its water. Well, I would think that's written down somewhere. I don't think that was probably a handshake deal. So anyway, the Greek Orthodox Church protesting to Israeli officials while the Holy Sepulchre's bank accounts remain frozen, leaving other bills unpaid and forcing priests to work for free. But it's also, it's not just a matter of money, says the president of the National Christian Coalition in the Holy Land. It's a change in the status quo that has protected the church for hundreds of years. It's a way to pressure the churches and to introduce new Israeli-designed measures. That's their explanation of it. But that's, I mean, I can't imagine we haven't heard of that before. But
that's really interesting.
Yeah, that is a major balance. That's, you know, $2.1 million in backwater bills. I could see where they might be talking about cutting off the water. So I hope they get that taken care of. No winner Saturday in the lottery.
No holy water jokes.
Yeah, really. Powerball now on Wednesday will be $143 million, cash value $92.6 million. Again, one person wins that. They don't care who wins the election. They'll be able to take care of themselves.
True.
Don't have to worry.
They'll
about
buy
that.
Their own island and be the right. President of yeah. Kevin Land.
You know, when we talk about storms, bad storms, or even floods, we talk about a 100-year whatever, or like A&M moving to the SEC. You know, that was a 100-year decision. No, but they talk about a 100-year storm. That's what they do, and many cities have prepared for 100-year storms. Now they're saying you need to prepare for a 500-year storm. As authorities hustle to restore power and pump out the subway tunnels and take care of the gas shortages that are going on in New York City and other areas, some say that after this historic storm, mere recovery may not be enough to prevent a Sandy-like disaster again that may require putting in place protections for the next monster storm. Read money.
Yep.
That would be a new infrastructure with a total bill for Sandy and the recovery of said same expected to be in the tens of billions of dollars. New York and similarly vulnerable cities may not be able to afford not to invest in the precautionary measures. As an example, Hurricane Sandy dumped 8.5 billion gallons on Manhattan.
Oof.
That's
pretty
much amazing. So, but I mean, I don't know how you can, once again, you think that you're prepared. I don't know what the numbers would be for a 500-year protection, but it's probably cost more than five times more than for a 100-year protection. And again, nature's going to do what nature's going to do.
And they don't even know if America's going to be a country in 500 years.
Really? So, you know, it's just, again, whether that happens.
How much money can we spend? How quickly?
Yeah. Pair of Swedish men were caught climbing to the top of the Sydney Opera House. I'm kind of surprised. I mean, maybe this has happened before. This is the first time I recall a story about it. 20-year-old Sebastian Tovey wasn't satisfied with the regular tours of the iconic tourist destination, so he allegedly got drunk and decided to scale the structure at 2 in the morning.
Why not?
Sure. Sebastian and a friend. See, now the friend doesn't even get mentioned. That's no good. The friend.
Maybe his name was too difficult to pronounce.
Could be. That's right. They left it out in honor of me. That's right.
Mr. Brown.
Either that or his dad could be, you know, a high elected official.
True.
Who knows? Anyway, so Sebastian and his buddy climb onto the opera house via the roof of a nearby restaurant and then slowly made their way up to the very tippy top. Police were waiting for the men when they came back down. Yeah, because there's really no other way to get down.
I was going to say, they really didn't want to go up after him.
No, they didn't. Arrested.
I think if they're in Australia, they would just shoot him off the roof like rats.
Yeah, but arrested and charged. I hope they gave him a picture at least. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for you to do that, to put life and limb in harm's way, to do that kind of thing, and of course, again, God protects the drunk, but... You want to be able to show that to somebody, don't you?
Look at what I did.
Yeah. I mean, when I was 20 and crazy, this is what I did. But anyway, no news about that. And I don't know, maybe somebody... See, why don't have a camera with that?
They probably do have pictures for legal...
Yeah, that's right. If they have to go to the court, that's true. There may be some pictures. That may make the internet.
All right, people, we've got a bleeder. Hold this.
What?
Just hold this.
Look, I just fixed a copy machine.
It's no different than a paper jam.
You need a nurse or something.
Give me your hand, copy girl. Okay, squeeze.
Really?
It's not easy finding qualified employees.
Oh! Having trouble finding qualified local employees? For medical staffing, log on to AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Put down the toner. There's a patient that has a broken femur that needs an x-ray.
Where?
Just follow the screen.
Is he bloody?
Use as many words as you like for one low price. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Are you paying big bucks for printer cartridges? Yep, it happens a lot. Did you know there's a smarter alternative? At Cartridge World, 100% quality guaranteed ink and toner cartridges at prices much less than the name brand. Want more cash in your pocket? Duh, of course you do. Visit the friendly folks at Cartridge World at Texas Avenue and Villa Maria in Bryan in the Tejas Center next to HEB or call 823-4800. Why pay more to print?
Hey, do you have dirty carpet? Well, you know what you need to do? You need to buy a new vacuum, and I know exactly where you need to buy it. You need to go to Sovac City. We have the largest selection of vacuums in the Brazos Valley, and we have the staff that knows which vacuum will be best for your carpet and lifestyle. Do you need a canister vacuum or an upright? Do you need bagged or bagless? These are questions that we can answer. Stop by our store in College Station in front of the HEB or the new location at 700 South Bryan in downtown Bryan. Sovac City. Come on down and see us, or visit us online at SovacDirect.com or SovacCity.com.
The staff of AeroFit Health and Fitness Centers wants to remind you why they've been voted best of the Brazos now for 10 years running. Our professional personal training staff. At AeroFit, we know that in order to realize your full potential of health and fitness, you must start with a strong foundation built with confidence, consistency, and determination. The mission of our personal training staff is to inspire you to live an active lifestyle by empowering you to discover fitness through our passion and commitment to total health. We will teach you quality, results-driven movement. Join AeroFit now and get two complimentary training sessions with one of AeroFit's exercise professionals. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join today and your body will thank you later.
So make that getaway today. You know you're gonna feel great. We're Total Fitness, AeroFit for life.
Because so many people depend on their laptops and netbooks for so much, Batteries Plus carries the area's largest selection of replacement batteries for them. Come into Batteries Plus and pick up a new laptop or netbook battery. That way you'll never have to worry about losing power and shutting down unexpectedly. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman for all your laptop battery needs. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb, for anything.
That was one of the dumbest.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is about 8 minutes till. Dennis Rodman, what a guy. His stint at sobriety didn't last too long.
Oh, boy.
The New York Post page 6 gossip column tells us the worm spotted partying with champagne and dancers at a gentleman's club in Manhattan on Thursday night. Word is that he bought some lucky new friends, a lap dance or two, had a few shots of Jägermeister, and, well, threw $500 in cash all over the entertainers. His rep maintains he's trying not to drink.
Gotcha.
But he let loose just a little bit after
getting
kicked off of the all celebrity star something, hey, Apprentice.
Since we're talking about sports.
Oh, yeah.
After Donald Trump's big $5 million offer to President Obama.
Oh, you mean the one that nobody took him up on?
Right.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban thought it was kind of silly.
Yeah.
But...
You know, I thought about responding to him. Maybe I'll put up $1 million or $2 million.
Yeah.
If he'll shave his head.
Oh, yeah. I want those two to get into a SmackDown.
I saw that and went, I'd pay money for this one.
You want to see WWE really be big time. That's it. Put those two in the ring
Trump
together.
Trump and Cuban.
Ah, be wonderful. Okay, first there was American Idol. Now there are 8 million different singing competitions on TV.
Correct.
So would it surprise you to find out that there's not one, but two now celebrity diving shows in the works?
Get.
We had talked about this about a month ago, how the new ABC show called Celebrity Splash, in which various celebrities compete in dives of up to 10 meters. Show's already a huge hit in the Netherlands, which is where ABC got the idea. And then last week, ABC hired Greg Louganis as one of the judges of the show. Now, Deadline.com reports that Fox has just given the go-ahead for theirs, Stars in Danger High Diving, which will be rolled out with a holiday special next month called, Celebrity Special on ABC, and that's High Diving, the holiday edition. So possibly Fox could get the jump on it. See, get the jump, dive.
That was really bad.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Saturday, hundreds of, we did the Muppet thing. SEAL Team 6, the raid on Osama bin Laden, the first movie about the Navy SEALs raid, aired last night on Net Geo.
Watched part of it back and forth with the Cowboys game.
And what'd you think?
It wasn't bad.
Okay. It'll be available on Netflix beginning today. Republicans, of course, claiming that the special was designed to air right before the election to give a bump to President Obama. The other movie based on the road, which is Zero Dark 30, on the raid, rather, on Zero Dark 30, won't be in theaters until December. So that's that stuff's going on.
I didn't notice it being terribly political, but again, I was going back and forth between that and the football game.
Yeah, so you didn't have time to really see what the whole piece was about. Mm-hmm. As expected, the animated comedy Wreck-It Ralph had a huge opening, $49.1 million. The Denzel Washington show. Yeah, that's supposed to be, again, pretty good.
Well, they said it made quite a bit more than they expected, though.
They could just send some of their chump change and pay off the bills of the sepulcher.
Yeah, that's right. They could do that. They could just, about 5% would take care of that. So, now, is that a video game?
It's a made-up video game.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Not a real video game.
Okay, all right, okay. I just, I saw the, I'll tip my hat. That's what the, tip my hand. That's what our dance song is tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Owl City song from
oh, cool. I like Owl City.
Yeah, Owl City's good. I like Owl City as well. Reba McEntire's debut in Malibu Country pulled the highest numbers in that half hour in almost 5 years, 8.9 million. They just love Reba.
Yes, they
Reba
do.
She's one of them.
She's married to a man named Narvel.
Narvel?
Narvel.
Good for him. Second only to CSI New York over on CBS.
Wow.
Had, 10 million. Yeah, that's not bad.
That's not a bad debut.
Yep. So anyway, back to the movies. It's Wreck-It Ralph number one. The Denzel Washington show Flight came in second at $25 million. That's way down. Taken 2, anybody seen that? I mean, I don't know. That's the first one was pretty good, I think. Taken 2 got $6 million. And then The Man with Iron Fists, which was the debut, came in at $8 million. Don't know who that is.
Missed that one entirely.
Tamara's birthday girl is Sally Field, just so, by the way.
Really?
Yep.
Love her.
She put on 25 pounds, 25 pounds to play Mary Todd in Steven Spielberg's President Lincoln movie that's just come out.
Dedication.
Yes, it is. She says, Sally put it this way, we had her dress size because it's documented, and when they made dresses for her, we replicated what they were. It wasn't easy. It was sort of horrifying to be a woman of a certain age and put on 25 pounds. She didn't say how old she was. Anyway, Sally said she wouldn't have transformed her body for anybody other than Steven Spielberg.